right, Chives, go inside and get me some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay.
And some Reese's.
Okay.
And while you're out there, go ahead and pump my gas for me.
Why don't you pump the gas while I go grab your snacks?
And touch the gas pump where poor people touch? Ew, poor, Chives, poor.
Very well, sir.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you as well, sir! Ooh, Cool Ranch Doritos, perfect! Hello, sir, I'd like to buy these Cool Ranch Doritos!
Okay, that'll be $2.75.
Here you are!
Mr. Goodman, huh?
Yep!
That's you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna need to see some ID.
Oh, I must have left it at home, in my wallet!
Okay, well, without ID, how do I know this is you?
Well, it's not me, it's my boss.
So you stole your boss's card?
No, I didn't steal it. He just wanted me to come into the store and buy some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay, well, can you go get him and tell him to come in here and confirm this is his card?
Oh, well, that would be a big problem. You see, he doesn't like coming inside. Well, unless it's one of his many, many prostitutes.
Ew. Okay, well, just no ID, no chips.
Why would I steal a credit card for a $2.75 snack?
A lot of people steal credit cards and then make small purchases to test them.
Oh, I don't like you. Give me this. Sir!
Chives, where are my snacks?
They said they wouldn't sell them to me unless I showed them identification because my name doesn't match the card.
Why didn't you lie?
Because I don't have an ID with your name on it, sir.
Okay, what do I have to do, Chives?
You have to come inside.
Ew! Come inside and breathe the air with the poor people?
Well, I guess we could always try the next gas station that's 30 minutes away.
Oh, Chives, okay, I'm coming in, but I'm gonna hold my breath.
Merry Christmas!
Ew, I don't have any money. All I have is a card, plus you smell bad.
I am so sorry, sir. Here's a penny.
Thank you very much. It'll go to the children.
What the fuck, Chives? Did you just give this smelly piece of shit a penny?
Well, yes, sir.
And where did you find that penny?
On the floor of the car.
That's my fucking penny, Chives. Fuck you.
You can't have it back. It's for the kids.
Oh, you don't want my...
Oh, my back! My back!
You just assaulted Santa. I got the whole thing on camera.
Oh, fuck.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Christmas Judge Puber, and North Pole Court is now in session. Today we are hearing the case of Santa Claus, who claims Mr. Goodman brutally assaulted him and hurt his back, so he will be unable to deliver Christmas presents for the foreseeable future. Mr. Santa Claus, tell us what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I was trying to collect some change for the kids at the North Pole, and this guy comes up. It reaches in my kettle and tries to grab a penny. And I said, hold on there, bitch. You better not take that penny. And then he pushed me over. He broke my back.
Are you drinking, Santa?
What's it look like? It's the only way I can numb the pain from my back. Well, unless you can get this guy to pay me $8 billion, then I'd feel a lot better.
$8 billion, Mr. Goodman, tell me your side.
So my butler donated one of my favorite pennies, and he didn't have the authority to do that. And then I had to fucking push Humpty Dumpty over because I was trying to get my penny back and he tried to stop me.
So you did push Mr. Santa Claus. Well, this seems like a pretty easy case. Santa Claus is quite valuable. He delivers all the presents in one night, so I would say $8 billion is quite reasonable. Santa Claus, I award you $8 billion from Mr. Goodman.
Fuck yeah! I never have to work again!
Your breath smells like alcohol and Doritos.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi, Santa!
I made a bicycle.
I made a dollhouse.
Santa, did you get any donations? We need money for more toy-making supplies.
Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
What?
Well, the good news is I won $8 billion. I'm Mr. Shit.
Woo-hoo! That's going to pay for so many toy supplies.
No. Well, you see, the bad news is that you're all out of a job. I'm shutting the North Pole down.
What about the children?
Fuck them.
What about us?
Fuck them.
What about the toys?
I don't give a shit. I'm retired and going to find some ho-ho-hos. Come on, Pepper, let's go.
Oh, boy.
But Santa, what about us?
Fuck them.
Man, Pepper, this
cart's fast as shit!
What, Santa?
Let's see what it can do!
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel and the Joker got away. Hey, jingle bells, Batman smells.
Holy Toledo, that guy's flying! I hope he enjoys Christmas in jail!
Santa's the cop!
Oh shit, the pigs again? Come on. Let's see if I can talk my way out of this one.
Look at this guy. I bet it's some little prick whose daddy bought him a car for his birthday to make up for his tiny penis. Like, happy birthday, son. We come from a long line of guys with tiny penises, but here's a car. I know girls aren't going to want to talk to you because you're tiny penis, but they're going to love this car. That'll make up for it. I'm going to say all of that when I get up there and I'm arresting him. Hey, tiny penis. Is this car for your tiny penis? Santa Claus!
What do you broke fuckers want?
Santa, that's not nice.
Pepper, shut your dick hole and let Santa handle this.
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, you were going pretty fast, Santa.
Well, yeah, it's a fast-ass car!
Well, yeah, it was too fast. That was the problem.
How much do you make in a year?
$30,000.
What do I have here?
Is it money?
Don't answer it. That's one-third of your salary, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Smell it.
It smells like shit.
It came right out of Pepper's ass.
Oh, man. Well, Santa, is that a beer?
Well, yeah. It's Mick Ultra, Santa's favorite.
Okay, well, you can't be drinking and driving.
Yeah. Put the money.
Well, I know, but I'm still going to have to give you a sobriety test.
Let's play a game. Hide and go fuck yourself.
Well, I do really want that money.
All right. There you go. Back to your car. Wee, wee, wee. All the way home, Piggy.
Okay.
See, Pepper? Now that's how you deal with the police. They're mad and they're broke.
Santa, you always know just what to say.
Now let's get out of here.
I really should have arrested him, but $10,000 is a lot of money. What is Santa doing?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Jesus, what an asshole. You know, I should have tried to squeeze about $20,000 or $30,000 out of him if he's just giving away money. Yeah, go back to the North Pole. Buy a lot of Christmas presents with this.
Oh, Marvin, I love Christmas time! There's wrapping paper and Christmas carols, and you can wear sweaters all the time!
And figgy pudding, whatever the fuck that is.
I don't know what figgy pudding is.
Hey, Daddy, what do you call a 7 that has an illness?
What?
6-7.
Chubby, stop with the 6-7 stuff!
I didn't say 6-7, I said 6-7.
The news is on.
Breaking news! Santa Claus has sued billionaire and news anchor who isn't me, Mr. Goodman, for billions of dollars! Santa Claus claims Mr. Goodman assaulted him and gave him injuries that will prevent him from delivering presents ever again!
Santa Claus isn't going to deliver presents this year!
You're 21 years old, by the way!
Kid at heart, Marvin. And besides, it's really sad Santa's not delivering presents this year. Think of the children.
Marvin, I'm pissed.
What, how'd you get inside the house?
I let myself in. It's my house and I can do that. Did you see the news?
Yeah, Santa Claus sued you for billions of dollars.
$8 billion, in fact.
What, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's less than 1% of my net worth, but I'm still pissed.
Well, you don't need it. It's less than 1%. You have plenty of money.
This motherfucker's faking a back injury just so he can get paid.
Marvin, we should have thought of that.
Hey. Hush. Men are talking. And I wouldn't have gotten caught if they didn't have security cameras at the gas station.
So you did hurt Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but I just wanted my penny back.
What? Yeah, it was over a penny?
Yes, but it was my penny, and it's not about the penny. It's the principle. But I have an idea, Marvin. If we can get Santa Claus to gamble the $8 billion at my casino, I'll get my money back.
How are you going to get him to gamble $8 billion?
If you get someone drunk enough, they'll think they're on a heater, and then they'll keep spending and spending and spending.
Okay, where are we even going to find Santa Claus?
Overweight.
What the?
No fuck.
Merry Christmas, fuckers! Look what I bought with my lawsuit money.
Yeah? How's your back feel?
Oh, it feels good.
Hell yeah, Santa, move them hips.
Marvin, this shit has to stop.
You're right, Santa lost his mind. I think we should take him to the casino.
Yes.
Santa, you wanna go to the casino?
Let's go! We'll take my brand new sleigh! Alright, Pepper. While I'm sitting here bankrupting this casino, why don't you play that game over there and see if you can win us some more money?
Okay, Santa. Hello!
Good job!
God
God damn it, he's stealing all my money! All right, Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. Santa Claus over there owes me $8 billion.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so what I need you to do is I need you to get all my money back, okay? Use the rigged dum-dum ball.
Got it, boss. But how am I supposed to get him to bet $8 billion?
Well, what you do is you let him win a couple so he gets confident, and then when he bets all the money, you make him lose, okay?
Okay, got it, boss.
All right, Santa, I gotta go piss.
Oh, look at all these coins I won, Santa.
Heck yeah! The rich keep getting richer, Pepper.
Yeah, can I get a kiss?
No. But you can come over here and help me bet this. Now, how do you bet this, Pepper?
I don't know.
All right, since I'm red, I'm going to put it on some reds here. A little here and a little there.
Well, you might as well just put it all on the color red.
Well, Pepper, that makes sense. I'm going to put it all on red.
Holy shit! All on red! All bets in! Oh, 25 red! Holy shit! You win!
Pepper, I'm all jumped up!
Me too!
What the hell are you doing? Giving him more money? I leave for 5 seconds and he doubles his fucking money?
He put all his money on red. He doubled his money. He ran.
Well, you need to get him to bet it all again, and this time make sure he loses.
I would do my best.
Oh, you're fucked.
How am I supposed to get him to bet it all again? Hey, Mr. Santa, you want to double or nothing?
Pepper, doesn't he know I'm the shit?
He's Mr. Shit.
Let it ride!
Choo-choo!
All right,
ready to ride.
All
bets in.
All right, Thomas, you better make his ass lose.
21 red. He wins.
God damn it!
We rich as shit, Pepper! Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'm a hungry, hungry hippo. Pepper, come smell this shit.
Okay.
Not my ass.
Oh.
Santa, I bet you won't bet all $32 billion on red.
Pepper, he doesn't know about Mr. Shit.
Don't show him, Santa.
Let it ride. Mm-hmm.
All right, shithead. You better sit here and spin this wheel, and if it hits red one more time, it's your ass.
I try my best, sir.
Spin it!
Two black, he roos!
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! You see that, Santa? It was black! I'm the hungry hippo now.
Well, Pepper, fuck.
I can't believe Santa shut down the North Pole.
What are we gonna do?
Maybe we can find jobs at the South Pole.
Oh!
Hi, Santa.
What are you guys doing? Let's build some toys. What the fuck?
Well, you told us to stop.
Well, I lost $8 billion, so we're going to go back to building some toys.
But, Santa, we burned all the toys for warmth when the heater turned off.
Okay. Santa lost $8 billion in a heater, okay? Tell him, Pepper.
Yeah, Santa thought he was doing good at roulette, so he bet it all on red.
And tell him what happened, Pepper.
It was black.
The blacks!
He means it landed on black.
So what do we do now?
Well, let's get back to building some toys. We only got 9 or 10 days till Christmas.
But Santa, we burned all the toys.
Fuck. Hey, Daddy, want a piece of candy?
No.
I'll have one, Jeffy.
Here you go, Mommy. It's really good. I've already eaten 50 pieces. It's super chewy.
Wait, you swallowed this?
Yes, I just said I ate 50 pieces.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to swallow gum.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with it?
You chew it and spit it out.
What's the point in that?
Well, because it tastes good.
Exactly why I swallowed it.
Listen, Jeffy, you're just supposed to chew it and spit it out. That's it.
Have I been eating food wrong my whole life? I'm just supposed to chew it up and then spit it out?
No, you can swallow food, just not gum.
Oh, so I can chew and swallow food, but I have to spit out candy.
No, you can swallow candy, just not gum.
Life rules are too hard.
Jeffy, you chew gum for the flavor.
Yeah, it's like toothpaste. It tastes really good, but you're not supposed to swallow it.
Well, I eat a tube of toothpaste every single day.
Is that why we're out of toothpaste?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to swallow toothpaste.
Well, then make me a list of all the things I'm not supposed to swallow.
Okay, that's a very long list. Let's make a list of things you can swallow. Only food, and that's it.
Wait a minute. Is this for fat people?
What?
So they can chew it and get the sensation of eating food, and then they don't have to swallow it, so they don't gain weight?
Yes, Jeffy, it's for fat people. That's what gum is for fat people.
Well, that's all you had to say.
Okay, but baby, he still swallowed 50 pieces of gum.
Marvin, should we call the doctor?
No, let's just make sure he can poop. Hey, Jeffy, go to the bathroom and poop.
Why would I go to the bathroom when I have a perfectly good pair of shorts I can shit in?
Because you're not supposed to poop in your shorts. If you're going to do that, go to your room.
Well, if you send me to my room, I'm going to shit in my bed.
Jeffy, we just cleaned those sheets.
And smear it all over the walls.
No, Jeffy, just don't stay here then.
All right, that's what I'm doing.
Marvin, are you sure he's going to be okay?
Let's just make sure he can have a bowel movement so that his, you know, they're not obstructed or anything.
Okay. Marvin, we haven't heard from Jeffy in days. Do you think he's okay?
Baby, he's a kid. He's fine. He's probably at his friend's house making a fort talk and playing a tick night.
Hey, dang.
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Why is your stomach so big?
Are you okay?
I haven't been able to poop in days. I'm constipated as shit.
Baby, the gum. It's probably clogging his colon.
What do we do?
We have to call a doctor.
Tell him I look like a truck driver looking for a lot lizard.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. My son's fat from eating gum.
Oh, no. Did he eat that Willy Wonka gum that makes you get all fat and turn blue? But it couldn't be that, because he's not blue, and also Willy Wonka's not real. That was just a movie. You know what? I'll let you talk.
He kept chewing and swallowing gum.
Well, you're not supposed to swallow it.
We told him that, but he'd already swallowed 50 pieces.
50 pieces? Jesus, his intestines must be pink. I mean, pinker than normal, because of the gum. Because gum is pink. I'll stop.
Listen, he looks constipated.
Well, of course he's constipated. He looks like he's about to pop. He's literally full of shit. We're going to have to fish that gum out of his ass like a dog.
Okay, well, how much gum do you think's in his ass?
I don't know. I just have to take a look with my Doc McStuffins otoscope. Out of my way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going the other way.
All right, let's take a look in that butt. Spread them.
All right.
All right, let's see what we got going on. Okay, don't do that. My face is right there.
Sorry.
Just take a look. I'm gonna get pink eye, okay? I am literally human centipeding your asshole with my eye, okay? My eye is right there. Stop. Stop. Down. Down, boy. Stop it. Marvin, tell him to stop.
Jeffy, stop farting.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm backed up.
Just try to hold it at least. Stop. Okay, I can see the gum, okay? It's all up in there. What, you got a tuba in your ass? Stop it!
Jeffy, stop it!
Stop! Okay, now, Jeffy, I need you to fart as hard as you can when I say go, okay? I'm gonna move my face out of the way, okay? Now go! Marvin, look at that ass bubble!
Wait, he's blowing a bubble with his ass of gum?
Yeah!
Okay, well, pop it!
What, no, there's enough methane in there to kill 100 men!
Okay, so what are you gonna do with it?
I'm just gonna take this, I'm gonna take it outside and release it. Come with me.
Okay. So why do you want me to come out here with you?
Check out this noise I can make. Isn't that so annoying? It's like a balloon. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. Stop.
Hey, Marvin. $5, you let me release this fart in your face.
Ew, no!
Oh, come on. We're men. This is man stuff. Hey, he farted in my face way more than that. Come on.
$5?
Yeah, $5.
Okay.
Doesn't it stink?
Oh my god, I'm so sick.
I've never seen anyone throw up that much.
Where's my $5?
Oh, all I actually have is this $2 bill.
You said you had a $5!
Yeah, but I saw it upside down, and see, it looks kinda like a $5. Still backwards, though. Here.
Where's my $3?
Really? How bad do you have it, you bitching over $3?
Marvin, look, while you're away, Jeffy made another fart bubble.
Dibs. Come on, Marvin, let's release it outside.
I don't want to release it outside.
I dropped it. Oh my god, Marvin, it floats!
What? How's it doing that?
I guess the methane is so toxic that it makes it float.
Huh, well, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my god, Marvin, we could be billionaires. I have an idea. See, Marvin, there's a helium shortage. Eventually all the helium's gonna run out, and there won't be enough for balloons for parties. But we could start a business where we make balloons out of Jeffy's ass.
That would be an amazing idea. We would be billionaires.
Marvin, no, you can't exploit Jeffy.
Oh, shut up. You're a woman. What do you know about business?
Why are you always so mean to me?
Look, I'll put this in terms you can understand, okay? White bread, cheese, ham, mayonnaise, no crusts, go.
No, I'm not making you a sandwich. Marvin, stick up for me.
Come on. Make mine wheat bread.
That's my boy.
Okay, so what are we gonna do now?
Okay, I'm gonna go out and get a business license and print business cards, you know, that say Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated, so that people know how to find us. You just keep feeding Jeffy gum, okay?
Okay. All right, Jeffy, you hungry?
Yeah.
All right, let me get some gum. Okay, I did a lot.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, where have you been? It's been hours. I've been tying strings to these bubbles so they don't fly away.
Where have I been? I've been in business meetings, making things happen, cashing checks.
Cashing checks?
Yeah, everybody wants a piece of Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated.
You actually made a business card?
Yeah, I said I would. How else are people supposed to find us?
Well, do we even have any orders?
Do we even have any orders? Marvin, we already have 2,000 orders due tomorrow.
2,000 orders?
Yeah, we got weddings, birthday parties, gay pride parades, gay birthday parties, gay weddings.
Well, why are people choosing us?
Because of the helium shortage. Nobody else can keep up. And they can't beat our prices. Gum is cheaper than balloons.
I guess that makes sense.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. Who is this? Oh, no, it's Carl. I meant to call him back and I forgot. Hey, Carl, how's it going, buddy? Yeah, we're working on that right now. No, Carl, listen to me. Carl, no, there's no way we're going to be able to fulfill that order by the end of next week, buddy. No, I know. I know they're trying to take your house. Yeah, and they want to put you in a nursing home, I know. What, there's a talking dog? And a Boy Scout. Maybe you belong in a home, Carl. Sorry about that. That was Carl from Disney Pixar's Up. He needs a million balloons so he can float his house away to a waterfall or some shit. Honestly, there's no way we're going to be able to fulfill that, but he put down a deposit, so that's how we're able to afford the Super Bowl commercial.
Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, yeah, we got a Super Bowl commercial, I forgot to tell you. Oh, yeah, and I also booked Jeffy for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We need him to blow up SpongeBob with his ass. Andor the Explorer and Stewie from Family Guy. Wait, I'm getting a text. What's this? Oh, and also Blue from Blue's Clues, so make sure he keeps eating out of that feed bag.
Hey, Danny, I got another one.
Oh, clip it, Marvin, clip it. Hold on, I got it. Ugh, this one's hot off the hole. Marvin, here, tie this.
Okay.
Wow, Marvin, you just wasted good product.
I didn't have a good grip.
Yeah, well, you need to get a grip. This is money we're talking about.
Oh, my God, it smells so bad in here.
That's the smell of money, Marvin. You better get used to it.
Who's that?
That's one of our customers. Here, give me these.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here for my balloon order.
Here you go, ma'am.
Oh, my God, thank you so much for getting this to me on such short notice for my 18th birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be $500.
Oh, my God, I don't have any money. Is there another way I can pay you?
Is your birthday today?
Yeah.
I think we can work something out. Well, Marvin, another satisfied customer. Well, I was satisfied.
Oh, great. Where's the money?
I kind of gave her those ass balloons for free. Well, not for free. We did work something out.
You can't be giving them away for free.
Look, doing stuff like this is going to give us good mouth. Word of mouth. I mean, she used her mouth. Okay, look, it'll help our reputation, okay? But to be honest, it was pretty mid. I should have just charged her. Yeah, the post-nut clarity is really starting to kick in.
Well, while you were down there, we got two more done.
Two more? We're going to need a lot more than that. Get to farting, Jeffy.
He's farting as fast as he can.
No. When my face was down there, he was going nuts. Also, what's with the only pink?
Well, that's the only color we have, bubblegum.
Hold on, Marvin. I need you to feed him these gumballs, okay? We need to diversify our colors. We need blue. Boys have birthdays, too. And also, you're going to want to get started on the yellow because we need to get a head start for SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, you need to eat these colored ones. Eat the blue one.
Yeah, here, okay. Take this blue one. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. This is a good one. See, Marvin, that's what I'm talking about. Colors. Now we're going to start raking in the real cash.
Danny, my butthole hurt.
Jeffy, just keep eating the gum. You can take a break in an hour.
Breaks? No. We don't have time for breaks. Okay, we got a bar mitzvah coming up in an hour, and the mom is hot as holy hell. I hope she can't pay. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello, Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated. You got the cash or ass, and we got the gas.
Hi, my son sucked the helium from one of your balloons, and now he's not moving.
Oh, well, ma'am, we at Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated do not recommend you suck the gas out, because that's not helium, that's methane, so your son's probably dead. Bye. Yeah, Marvin, we got a problem. Kids are sucking the gas out of the balloons and they're dying.
But dying?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's not our problem. I'll just start printing warning labels.
But no, it sounds like it's our problem.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Who's that?
Yeah, it's probably just another customer. I'll get it. Hello?
Mr. Fredrickson wants his balloons.
Who the hell is Mr. Fredrickson?
Carl.
Oh, shit, Carl. What? I already told Carl that I won't be able to give him the balloons for at least another month.
He's not happy. He wants a refund.
Refund? No. We don't do refunds. Hold on. Give him this. Tell him it'll at least lift his house a few inches. Maybe a door or two.
Okay.
Who was at the door?
It was one of Carl's goons. He wants his balloons and he's pissed.
Well, how many more balloons do we owe him?
We owe him 999,000 more.
How are we going to do that?
I don't know, but we better do it or else he's going to want a refund and we won't be able to pay for our Super Bowl commercial.
We did not need a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to agree with that, but I already spent the money on this suit and these Armani glasses that are taped to my head because they didn't fit. So you better start farting, Jeffy.
Oh, Daddy, I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired.
Tired? No. You better put that butthole into overdrive, mister. I'm going to hop on you like Hop on Pop, get you to fart. Come on, fart. Fart, boy.
I think I got one coming.
Come on, speak to me, boy. No, Marvin. Marvin, the machine is broken. He's tapped out. We gotta start eating gum. Come on.
Well, no, I'm not gonna eat gum. It's dangerous.
We have to.
Who's that?
Oh, no. God, I hope that's not Carl. Hello?
Hey there. I'm looking for Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated.
That's us.
Great. You're being sued for the death of Carl Fredrickson, a kid named Russell, a dog named Doug, and a snipe named Kevin.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, Carl Fredrickson purchased balloons from Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated. He then took those balloons inside his house, which he then lit a match, and it caused the balloons to ignite, exploding his house. So now Disney and Pixar is making a movie called Down.
Well, on the card, it shows him farting into the balloons, so the methane is implied. They really should have known better.
Yes, but there's no warning on the back, only your phone number written in invisible ink.
Yeah, it's the only pen I had. I buy my pens from National Treasure Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's great, because I have a court order here shutting this shit down, and it was printed with invisible ink, so get your lemon juice and your hair dry and figure that shit out.
Well, how much are we being sued for?
Everything.
Okay. Well, Marvin, it's over.
What do you mean?
We're getting sued.
How?
Well, read it.
It's blank.
Oh, yeah, it's written in invisible ink. Basically, we're getting sued because people were dying using our balloons.
I told you that was going to be our problem.
Yeah, you did. Well, we still had a good run. I almost fulfilled my dream of having the world's most successful ass-based balloon business. And I got sucked off so many times.
What?
Nothing, but we're going to have to file for bankruptcy. But that's okay. They can't sue us personally. That's why I made a business. You know, just going to shut that shit down. That'll be fine. We're protected. You know what, I actually am going to take some balloons with me for the road because, you know, people forgot my birthday this week.
Hey, Daddy! I'm finally old enough to wear my big boy panties!
You're 21 years old and you're going to finally start wearing underwear?
Well, it's more like overwear because I'm wearing it over my diaper and my pants.
Wait, Jeffy, you're still wearing your diaper?
Of course I am, Mommy. Gooch peek.
Ew, Jeffy.
Yeah, get a load of that shit. All right, buddy. Smack that bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Marvin. Oh, you told me to smack it.
Yeah, Dad, you want to keep doing it? That's what I do all the time.
Jeffy, there's no point in wearing underwear over your diaper over your pants.
Yes, it is, so they don't get dirty.
Well, Jeffy, just go to the bathroom.
Too hard. Too many layers to take off.
Well, that's so stupid. There's someone at the door.
I want to see who it is.
All right, we'll answer it together.
All right, give me five, because I got to take a dookie in my underpanties.
Come on. Hello?
Is Tamara home?
Who?
Is Tamara home?
Tamara? We don't know it's Tamara. My name's Marvin. I think you got the wrong house. You're not even looking at me. But now, why is it so dark? I hear... Did the light bulb die? Did you unscrew the light bulb out here? Hello? Okay, well, have a nice day. Make sure it's locked.
Marvin, that was really scary. She wasn't answering us or even looking at us.
I know, and I think she unscrewed our light bulb because I just replaced that light bulb a few weeks ago and it was working.
Oh, man, those are expensive, right?
Good news, Danny. It was only piss and maybe one little tiny rabbit pellet of a shitball. That's what it smelled like. But we should celebrate by going to Mickey D's.
What are we celebrating?
That it wasn't a bigger shit.
I mean, that is something to celebrate. All right, baby, you want to come with us to McDonald's?
No, I'm going to stay home and watch TV. Checking the door was enough exercise.
McDonald's time!
All right, Jeffy, let's go. All right, McDonald's. Hey, Jeffy, look. The light is working now.
Good.
But no, not good.
Yes, good. Like, let there be light in this bitch. Like something like Jesus said that shit.
No, Jeffy. That means that girl unscrewed it so we couldn't see her face.
Maybe she was a butterface. Everything looked good, butterface. Well, that's still pipe. Puss is puss.
I don't know. That's just weird, Jeffy. Come on, let's go.
Oh, man. Nothing good is on TV. Well, since I'm home alone, I can listen to my music and no one can judge me. I'm going to listen to Courthouse Blues. Oh, that's so relaxing. This is my shit. Oh, damn. What is that? Someone's at the door? Who could that be? Who is it?
It's Tamara. Oh.
You already asked that. Go away. I can't believe that girl came back and was beating on the door like that. Oh, I'm going to lock the back door just in case. All right. Oh, I'm getting kind of hungry. I should have said yes to McDonald's. I'm going to find some food. What should I make? Oh, my gosh, a cookbook. That'll have plenty of good ideas. Let's see. Oh, that looks disgusting. Let's see what else there is. Oh, I can't even pronounce that. Let's see. Ooh, that looks kind of good. What else? Ew, I hate cauliflower. Oh, gosh. Shrimp pasta with fat boy breadcrumbs. Oh, no, I can't have anything fat. Seafood. Sea bass roasted over citrus. Oh, that looks way too hard to make. I don't know about that.
Maybe I'll just make a mac and cheese microwavable cup. Okay, let's see what we got. Ooh, we have Paw Patrol, triple cheese, or SpongeBob. We're definitely doing SpongeBob. There's a lot of instructions. Okay, looks like I have to add water. Okay. Okay, I gotta turn on the water. And let's see, I fill it up to this line in there, okay? That looks good. Now I'll turn off the water. And let's go to the microwave. Okay, it's almost food time. All right. And I think I cook it for 4 minutes. Oh, maybe I should put the cookbook back. There we go, much better. Oh, it sounded like there's someone knocking at the window. Is anybody there?
Hello?
Marvin, where are you?
On our way back from McDonald's.
Mickey D's in this bitch! I'm rocking a six-pack chicken nugget in my spooky bucket dick!
Marvin, I'm calling the cops!
Wait, we haven't been gone that long.
But Marvin, the creepy girl is back, and she brought a scary masked guy with her!
Wait, she brought a guy?
Yeah!
You better not get in my face, cause I'll drop that motherfucker!
Jeff, you're not dropping anybody.
I got a belly full of six chicken nuggets! I'll drop that son of a bitch!
Marvin, I'm calling the cops!
Well, don't call the cops. It's probably just some kids playing a prank. Like, we'll be home in literally 2 minutes.
Well, stay on the phone with me then.
Me and Jeffy were listening to music.
Hop, hop in this bitch.
Marvin.
Okay, I'll stay on the phone. Listen, just let me hang up. I'm just going to hang up.
Well, say I love you.
You're on speaker.
Marvin, say it.
I love you.
Ew, why'd you say it like that?
Because I love you.
You're gay.
See, now, Jeff, see, I knew Jeffy was going to do this. I knew it. You were going through the speaker. Why couldn't you just let me have this moment where I just...
Well, Marvin, if you just say it right, then I'll let you get off the phone.
I love you.
Oh, that was cute, Marvin.
Okay, no.
Gay!
See, I'm hanging up.
No. I love you.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
I'm literally killing myself.
Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Oh, okay. He's going to be home soon. I'm just going to continue listening to my music. Wait, why is it skipping? Work, you stupid fucking thing. Oh, maybe I need some batteries. Oh, it's annoying. Oh, thank God. It looks like that scary man isn't at the window anymore. Maybe Marvin was right. It's just some crazy kids being crazy. Let's look at the batteries. Oh, I don't even know what that stupid thing takes. Just get the AA batteries, I guess. Oh, they're back! I called you to go away! Ah! Oh my God, I gotta call the cops! Oh no! My phone's dead! What am I gonna do? I'm gonna die!
Hey, baby.
Ah! That was called for.
Well, baby, why are you screaming?
He's back!
I'm back.
Well, baby, who's back?
Marvin, the scary guy in the mask, he's back!
Where's he at? I will rock his shit!
Baby, we didn't see a scary guy in a mask anywhere.
Marvin, he's here and he was chasing me with an axe!
Let me ask you a question,
Jeffy.
Axe.
Knock it off, Jeffy. There is no one here, and if there is, you got me and Jeffy to take care of you. We won't let anything bad happen to you.
Okay, Marvin.
Yeah, there's no reason to be scared.
Yeah, Mama, the only thing you should be scared about is my chicky nuggy oogie boogie spooky bucket.
Yeah, be scared of that.
Is that him?
Well, okay, you know what? Maybe we should grab the shotgun.
Oh, yes! Yes, that!
What, Jeffy, did you get the shotgun?
Yeah, Danny, I'm going prone so I can take out his kneecaps.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, it would ruin my fucking day. Imagine opening the door and then boom, no more kneecaps? That would fucking suck.
Okay, well, I don't think you should aim for his kneecaps. You might miss, so I think we should go for headshots.
Okay, I do need to get the camo up on this gun.
Yeah, get up. Alright, Jeffy, as soon as I open this door, you shoot him, okay?
Alright!
Shoot him!
What? Joseph!
Jeffy! You just shot a cop!
GTA in this bitch!
No, Jeffy! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! He's dead! He's dead! I lost my friend! What? You guys did this! You guys did this! You guys are fucked up! You guys are fucked up, people! Why would you fuck with us like that? I'm gonna lock my door!
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, I acted like I locked the door, but I didn't. When those fuckers come into that door, you go prone, you shoot their kneecaps.
Yes, sir!
Go get in that position right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you make sure you kill, okay? Yeah, you take their kneecaps out. They made us kill Brooke Guy, and they're gonna pay for what they did.
Yes, they are.
You open that door, I dare ya!
They're yelling. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's so many gunshots.
Marvin, I think they're dead.
All right, Daddy. Well, those fuckers are dead.
But you killed them?
Yes.
I told you to shoot their kneecaps.
Well, I did that, too, so they have no kneecaps and no pulse.
Well, Jeffy, why did you kill them? I just wanted you to shoot them in the kneecaps so we could call the cops.
They were breaking in.
Well, I don't think I ever saw them break in.
Marvin, they did break in.
Well, you saw them in the house.
Yes, and one of them chased me with an axe.
Okay, I did not see any of them have an axe. I think you're just making up stuff to make your story more believable.
Excuse me, Marvin.
I did not see an axe. Did you see an axe, Jeffy?
No.
Marvin, it happened!
Maybe you saw an axe in your mind, but it didn't actually happen. You know how, like, when, like, people see something bad, like, they sometimes add details?
I can't believe you right now.
I didn't see an axe.
Marvin, it happened!
Okay, listen, there's three people dead on our front porch. Oh, Brooklyn guy's dead.
Hey, guys.
No, you're dead.
No, I'm not dead, but my brother Hates Cats guy is dead on your porch along with two people in masks.
Wait, that was your twin brother?
Yeah. So, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, so those two people in the mask were trying to scare us.
They broke in.
No, I never saw them break in.
Okay.
They did.
But they were trying to scare us.
And so you killed them.
Well, they broke in!
Okay, don't listen to her. They never came in the house. Well, I mean, I unlocked the door after we accidentally shot your brother because we thought it was them. I mean, I guess our goal was to shoot them, but they never broke in. In court, this would look really bad.
Yeah, it really would.
Oh, but Jeffy, did they ever come in the house?
Yes, they did.
He didn't sound confident.
No, I don't know.
What about an axe?
Okay, don't listen to her. I never saw an axe.
They broke in.
Okay, but there was no axe. I don't think, they didn't have a weapon. Honestly, they were asking for some girl named Tamara.
I bet Tamara got a fat ass.
Yeah.
I don't know why you assume that.
So it could have been just some people trying to prank their friend.
And you killed them.
They broke in!
They did.
Okay, no, I left the door unlocked. I told Jeffy to shoot him in the kneecaps only.
Oh, he shot him in the kneecaps and the head.
Had to make sure they were dungeon rings.
Because they broke in!
I don't know. It's Florida. This is staying your ground.
I mean, look, I'm off duty. I don't really give a shit.
Oh, okay.
Is that a chicky nuggy oogie boogie spooky bucket?
It is. Don't fucking touch it.
Oh, fuck, I'm touching it.
No, you. I'm gonna shoot you in the kneecaps too, you motherfucker!
Alright, you can have it.
You don't even have kneecaps.
Oh shit, you're right!
problem! Shoot you in the fucking eye, motherfucker!
I'm so glad we decided to sit around and eat our favorite candy today.
Wait, dude, what kind of candy is that?
You've never heard of Goobers? They're chocolate-covered nuts. They're amazing.
Hey, Junior, I got some nuts for you, but they're not chocolate-covered. More like flesh.
What's up, my Snickers? Get it? Like my candy bar?
I like Reese's.
Hey, everybody, listen up. Nobody lay a finger on my Butterfinger. Got it?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, guys, you want to play basketball?
Yeah, let's go play basketball!
Yeah, let's play 2-on-2! All right, guys, we're going to play 2-on-2. So it's going to be me and Julian versus Cody and Jeffy.
But that's not fair. I suck at basketball.
He's right, Joseph. He does suck at basketball. One of us should play with Cody because we're really good. How about you?
What? Why do I have to play with a nerd?
Because you have a darker skin complexion, Joseph, which means you're good at basketball.
You are right. I am a god at basketball.
So the best player at basketball has to play with the worst player, the whitest kid here, which is Cody.
I guess it's me and Cody versus Junior and Jeffy, then.
All right, so first person to get one basket wins.
But that's a short game. If you don't want to play basketball, just say so.
Where does he go? Where did Jeffy block Joseph?
I'm trying.
Oh, dude, Cody, open up! Catch!
I got it. Whoa. Oh, no. Butterfingers.
Grab it, Jeffy, grab it.
No!
Whoa!
get dunked on! This is my house, bitch!
Woo! We won!
Cody!
Dude, what the hell was that? You're supposed to catch the ball!
I'm sorry, Joseph. I just ate a Butterfingers and now my fingers are all buttery.
No excuses! I never lose at basketball! You're not my friend anymore!
Yeah, Joseph, my Butterfingers! Joseph, don't be mad. It's not my fault. It's the Butterfingers.
No, don't blame that Butterfinger. You're just ass. You're ass at basketball. You should be nowhere near a court.
Well, I mean, I am ass at basketball. I guess you could say I'm asketball.
Guys, calm down. Let's just watch TV. Cody, can you turn the TV on?
Yeah, sure. Whoa. Oh, damn it.
Dude!
How'd you drop the remote, Cody?
It's the Butterfingers, I told you.
Oh, go wash your hands, dude.
Yeah, wash your hands, Cody.
Okay, fine.
Let me grab the remote.
Okay, let me wash my hands. Damn it, I can't seem to grab it. Come on, hands, grab the handle. Damn it, it's still slippery from the Butterfingers. Okay, you know what? Screw this. Okay, guys, I'm back.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Well, we just ordered pizza.
Yeah, dude, we're starving.
Oh, good, because that Butterfinger was just a snack.
Yeah, the pizza will be here any second.
The pizza!
It's here!
Yay.
Cody, can you go grab it?
I don't know. It's your house. Shouldn't you grab it?
Well, you washed your hands, right?
Yeah.
So you could grab the pizza, right?
Maybe.
Cody, come on. Hello?
Hey there, I have a pepperoni pizza and some cheese sticks for a junior.
That's me!
Alright, that'll be $10, please.
Here you go.
Oh, sir, if you could just please crumple that up and just throw it in the yard.
You want me to crumple up the money and throw it in the yard?
Yeah, because that way it'll be like a game when I have to go find it later.
Okay.
Yay! If you could just grab your Pepsi now, please.
Cody, can you grab the pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind grabbing that pizza, I don't have the energy to bring the pizza inside for you right now. If you didn't notice my search on button, because the last lady's house I went to, she didn't have money to pay for your pizza. So she paid me in another way. She gave me raspberries and beat me up. It was so hot. So if you could just grab this pizza, I'd appreciate it.
I'll try.
Grab the pizza, Cody.
What? You dropped the pizza, Cody!
Hey, no refund!
My Butterfingers, Junior, my Butterfingers!
Did you wash your hands?
I lied!
Oh, man!
Wait, what happened, dude?
Cody dropped the pizza on the ground!
What? You were supposed to wash your hands, bro!
I couldn't turn the faucet on!
Well, thanks, Cody, for ruining our pizza, because I'm not eating carpet pizza!
Shit, I eat this carpet pizza. I eat pizza out of dumpster.
Come on, Cody, let's go ask Chef Peepee to cook us something else.
Okay.
Chef Peepee, can you make us something to eat?
Julia, get in the fire extinguisher! The kitchen's on fire!
Cody, grab the fire extinguisher to the pantry!
Really? Me?
Yes, grab it, Cody! The house is...
Go grab it, Cody! Sam, put some pep in your cell!
Grab it!
Fine. Where is the stupid fire extinguisher? Oh, there it is. Oh, god damn it.
Holy shit, there's a fire! Good thing I got cups of water. What? Hold on. Wait. Okay, here you go. Fire neutralized. Wait, hold on. There's a little tiny...
Oh, God!
Okay, there we go. Now the fire's neutralized.
Thank you so much, firefighter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, guys, I cannot pick up that fire extinguisher.
Too late, Cody. The fire department already came and put out the fire.
Yeah, no thanks to you, Cody. We all could have died and it would have been your fault.
Well, hey, if you wanted the fire extinguisher that bad, you could have gotten it yourself.
Oh, I could strangle you right now.
Hey, Chef Phoebe, can you make us something to eat? We're hungry.
I'm not making anything else. The ramen's burnt. Look, you better order something. I give up.
Oh, come on, Cody.
Dude, what was all that noise downstairs? I heard screaming.
Well, there was a fire in the kitchen, but Cody wouldn't grab the fire extinguisher.
What? Dude, do you want us all to die?
I couldn't grab the fire extinguisher because of my Butterfingers.
Bro, I'm getting tired of this Butterfingers excuse.
Me too, Cody. What are we gonna eat now?
Oh, dude, I'm kinda full off this crappie pizza.
Yeah, and I still have my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week. Wow! Damn it! My Butterfingers!
That's it, Cody. Come with me to the bathroom. I'm gonna wash your hands.
Please. Do that.
And I'm gonna eat this piece of crust in frustration.
Come on, Cody. We're gonna scrub your fingers till they're squeaky clean.
Good.
Junior! Come downstairs! I need your help right now!
Hold on, Dad!
Don't tell me to hold on! Out of my house! Come downstairs right now!
Come on, Cody. My dad needs me. What do you want, Dad?
I want you to meet your great-grandmother, Janice. See, these are her ashes.
Wait, why are there two vases?
Oh, that's because Janice was a big bitch. See, we needed two vases, almost three, but we just left a little bit behind. Who's gonna know, right?
That's cool.
So what do you want us to do, Dad?
I need you to take your great-grandmother upstairs to my room so I can see her and remember her.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody's gonna carry a vase, all right?
Oh, I can't hold it.
I don't want to hear that! You're carrying something in my house! So you'll carry the big one since you want to complain.
I don't think I
can. No, you better carry it! You better carry it, Grant! Ah! Ah!
sorry.
Cody, let's get out of here.
No, 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 you ain't going. No one. You look. Grandma, grandma right here. You take it to small faces. You want to mess up.
Listen, dog. It's just going to happen again.
I don't want to hear that shit. Take my grandma upstairs, boy.
Yay. Wait. Okay, that one's on you, though.
Jesus. Grandma, you're on the phone.
Cody, I think it would be best if you just go home.
Can you please help me wash my hands first?
Wait, what happened now?
Cody dropped the ashes at my great-grandma.
Jesus, just tell us you hate people already.
Somebody please help me wash my hands. I am begging you.
All right, Cody, we're going to go straight to the bathroom. Nothing's going to distract us. Let's go. There's someone at the door.
No, we wash my hands first.
That's rude. You're just going to leave somebody at the door just waiting?
Yeah, Cody, that's rude. You have no manners. That's what's wrong with you. Come on.
I need to wash my hands.
Hold on, Cody. I gotta tie my shoe. You answer the door.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there. I'm Steve Stahlberger, and you're on the hit TV show,
Hold That Baby.
Oh, no, Junior. I can't hold the baby right now. You do it.
Sorry, Sonny. We chose you. All you have to do is hold the baby for 5 seconds, and you win
$10,000.
So let's see what baby you're holding today. Tommy Pickles!
Oh, no, not Tommy Pickles.
All you have to do is hold him for 5 seconds. Go on.
I can't.
Are you refusing to hold this adorable baby on live television?
No, I like babies.
Well, you wouldn't want all of America to think you're a baby hater, do you?
No.
Well, go on, hold him. Did you just drop the baby? Yeah. You're a baby dropper. Everybody, boo him.
Boo. Junior, I can't believe I just dropped Tommy Pickles on national television.
Oh, dude, I saw that. That was so crazy. Everybody hates you, man.
Not me. I loved it.
You're such a bitch, Angelica. Get out of here. Go play with your doll or something. Gosh, she's so weird. She plays with dolls. I'm just gonna grab Ken and get out of here. Whoa. Damn it! I can't even hold on to Ken!
Look, Cody, we're gonna go wash your hands once and for all.
Oh, thank you, Junior.
Look, just hold on to my hand so nothing happens.
Okay.
Okay, Cody, this is the only bar of soap we have in the whole house.
You all use the same bar of soap?
Yeah, it's the family bar of soap. We don't want to waste any money, so we just take that bar of soap and rub it between our butt cheeks.
Wait, what is this, the Great Depression? You can't afford more soap?
Look, Cody, just pick up that bar of soap and wash your hands with it.
Okay. Oh! Now I'll never clean my butter fingers.
That's it, Cody. Put your hand under the water.
Junior, water's not going to get the butter off these fingers. It's just going to make them more buttery.
Well, we don't have any soap unless you want to grab it from the toilet.
No.
So you're not going to wash your hands?
I can't.
Okay, you know what? That's it. Get your stupid Ken doll and leave. Okay, Cody, pick up Ken and leave.
But I'm just gonna drop him again.
Wait, he didn't wash his hands?
He dropped the bar soap in the toilet.
Oh, dude, there's no hope for him.
Just bite into him and pick him up.
But I don't want to put teeth marks in him. Usually I'm pretty good about not using my teeth. But I guess it's the only way. He's too heavy, I can't do it.
Pick him up with your hands.
Okay, I'll try. Whoa. Okay, I can do this. Damn it, it's not gonna work.
All right, Cody, I don't know what to tell you. You dropped the bar of soap, I can't help you.
Junior, I have an idea. It's a little weird, but it will work.
What?
I need you to suck the butter off my fingers.
Oh, I ain't with that freaky shit, bro.
Oh, no, Cody, what do I get out of it?
I'll give you $50.
Show me the money.
Okay. There it is.
I mean, he didn't say money was on the line now.
Okay, Cody, I'll do it. Just hurry up.
Okay. Ooh. Boner alert. Boner alert. I have a boner.
Shut up, Cody. Give me the other hand.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, I'm into this. I think I discovered a new kink.
Okay, it's done.
Okay, let's see if it worked. It worked! I don't have butter fingers anymore!
Quick question. Why couldn't you lick your own fingers?
What?
Why couldn't he lick his own fingers to get the butter off, dude? Why did you have to do it?
Junior, I didn't have butterfingers all day. I just wanted you to suck my fingers. I have a boner.
That's a fake 50.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
wait for Santa Claus to bring me my Christmas present tomorrow.
What do you want Santa to bring you this year, Jeffy?
I want him to bring me a 13-inch Apple iPad Pro, 2 terabyte with nanoglass technology, only $2,600. But before you freak out, Santa Claus can make it for free.
A $2,600 iPad, Jeffy?
Yes, but Santa Claus can make it for free.
Santa Claus doesn't make iPads, Jeffy.
Yes, he does. Some of his elves are Chinese for the cheap labor, so you know they're bing-bong as shit.
Jeffy, his elves aren't Chinese.
Marvin, don't yell at Jeffy on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, don't yell at me on Christmas Eve. And by the way, if you're waiting till now to get me a Christmas present, you're too late, so C-minus on being prepared.
We do not have $2,600 to spend on an iPad.
Well, maybe if you got a job, we would.
Oh, here we go. If I had a job, if you had a job, we'd have money, too.
Hey, I tried, okay? I was assaulted.
You were assaulted. You were supposed to drop the food off at the door and not take a picture of a guy's wiener out for DoorDash.
Well, why did he leave the door open?
Okay, you know what? I think we should just cancel Christmas. Christmas is too expensive. Everybody wants gifts. All it costs is money. We don't have any money. We're canceling Christmas.
No, Marvin, you're not going to do this. You're not going to ruin Christmas.
You just ruined Christmas by bringing up that I don't have a job.
You should have a job.
You should have one, too.
Well, I tried.
Well, if you guys just write down what you want and tell Santa Claus, and as long as you're on the nice list, he'll bring it to you.
Santa Claus isn't real.
Okay. Now, you and I both know that's a lie, because I had a lightsaber battle with him last year. And also, Big Kringle's big chilling at the mall.
Marvin is just mad because he's on the naughty list.
You're just mad because you're on the bitch list.
Oh,
wow.
Marvin, that was so uncalled for. I'm going to go to the bathroom and cry, and I'm not going to come out till December 26th because I don't want to see you on Christmas.
Oh, I don't want to see you on Christmas either, because I didn't get you anything for Christmas because we can't afford gifts.
Well, I'm not going to get you anything either.
Yeah, your Christmas is over. No one, no gifts for anybody.
Okay. Are you and Mommy fighting because of me?
Yes, you asked for a $2,600 iPad.
I asked Santa Claus for it. So you don't even have a dog in that fight. So if he doesn't bring it, then I'll just be pissed at Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not going to bring you an iPad.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. He's not going
to
bring it.
Well, he's never let me down. So.
Well, prepare to be let down in the morning when there's not an iPad under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
You know what? I think me and Rose are going to get a divorce for Christmas.
Why, Dad?
Because all we do is argue about the same thing. She wants me to get a job. She doesn't get a job. She's lazy. Listen, it's just, we're always fighting. We didn't even get anything for Christmas. Christmas is over, right? We don't even want it. We're not going to celebrate Christmas.
Well, I have an idea. What if I buy 2 presents and say that one's from Mommy to Daddy and one's from Daddy to Mommy? Then maybe I can fix this.
Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie! Happy Merry Christmas Eve!
Karen, why are you making me wear this?
Because, Bonnie, you gotta look cute for Christmas Eve dinner.
People usually have a dinner on Christmas.
Well, we're gonna have both, Bonnie, and look what I made!
What in the fuck am I looking at?
It's a Christmas lasagna, Bonnie, with peppermint sticks!
You mean candy canes?
Yeah!
And sprinkles.
Yes, Bonnie, it's gonna be so yummy.
It's gonna be disgusting.
Well, at least it looks pretty.
Is that plastic still on the candy cane?
Don't worry, Bonnie, it's gonna melt off as it cooks.
Oh, cool.
Well, Bonnie, I'm gonna put this in the oven, okay? And then I'm gonna go take a shower. So in 45 minutes, I need you to take the lasagna out of the oven for me.
You're gonna take a 45-minute shower?
Yeah, Bonnie, I'm doing an everything shower.
Why isn't every shower an everything shower? Shouldn't you wash everything every time? What are you doing in the shower if you're not washing?
Well, this time I'm gonna brush my teeth because it saves time.
You're gonna brush your teeth before you eat lasagna?
Yeah, Bonnie, it's gonna pair great with the peppermint sticks.
Ugh.
All right, Bonnie, I'm gonna put this in the oven.
I hope you burn it.
Bonnie, I love this new oven that you got me. Also, remember, your mom, her boyfriend, and your brother are coming to Christmas Eve dinner. I forgot to tell you.
What the fuck did you just say?
Your mom, her boyfriend, and your brother.
No, I heard what you said. I just mean what the fuck.
Well, Bonnie, I forgot to remind you.
I don't want them here.
Well, too bad, mister. You better put your Christmas smile on.
No, 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 I can't do this. I can't spend a whole Christmas Eve with my family. I don't think I can survive that.
Hey, Dad, are you still getting me a car for Christmas?
Still? What are you talking about? Why would I agree to do that?
Well, 5 months ago in your sleep, I asked you, and you said yes.
The fuck I did? I told you never to ask me anything in my sleep because I agreed to it just to get you to go away.
Oh, Dad, I know you're just kidding around. I know you got me a car.
No, I didn't. And all the car dealerships are closed, and so are the stores, so I couldn't even get you a Matchbox car if I wanted to.
Dad, you're so silly. I can't wait to see my car tomorrow.
I can't do this. I won't do this. No, no, no. No fucking way. You know what? I'm faking my death. That's how I get out of this. That's what everyone gets for Christmas. Me dead. And I know exactly how to do it, too. I'm gonna pretend I got cooked in the oven when I went to grab the lasagna. Yeah. I'll just throw this fake skeleton in there with my clothes on, and everybody's gonna think it's me. But the oven's not even on. Doesn't know how to cook.
Who could that be? Christmas is canceled.
Hey, Marvin.
Wait, why are you naked?
It's a really long story. I don't have time to explain. I faked my death. Okay, it's actually not that long of a story. I just explained. I faked my death.
But why'd you fake your death?
Well, as much as I would love to explain right now, naked with my dick out in the freezing cold, maybe you could let me inside and give me some clothes so I can tell you.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you.
Bonnie, can you answer the door? I just got out of the shower. Bonnie, answer the door! Oh, Bonnie, weren't you answering? Dog, I put the same clothes back on. Hello?
What took you so long to answer the door, the fuck? I'm out here freezing my pepperoni nipples off.
They're huge!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got out of the shower.
You did? Let me smell. Oh, you took an everything shower. One more sniff.
Oh, Jonathan,
put the same clothes back on!
Keep it in your panties, Jonathan. That's what your sock at home is for. Now, where's my son, Brookie?
I don't know. Maybe he's in the kitchen.
Because he's a woman! You hear that, bitch?
I love the way you guys joke around. I love your banter.
Yeah, it's not a joke. Mind if I smoke in your house? Okay. God damn, your house is clean. See, Jonathan, our house could look like this if you stopped leaving your dirty tissues everywhere.
Sorry, Mom!
I almost cut my hand on one the other day. The fuck are you cooking?
Christmas lasagna!
It smells like a gingerbread man's asshole.
Well, I put peppermint sticks on it.
I think it smells great, Karen.
Jonathan, stop being a kiss ass.
I think I'll kiss your ass later.
No!
I'm gonna go check on the lasagna.
Hey! Before you go, can you put on the Charlie Brown's Christmas specials? I love that bald-headed fuck. Him and Snoopy's, he's got like cancer or some shit. I sure love me some Snoops.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm, it smells good!
What the hell are you screaming about?
Bonnie died in the oven!
Oh, good riddance, bitch!
It's okay, Karen. I have a thigh that you can cry on.
Jesus, Jonathan, you're so damn thirsty. I'm thirsty. Oh, you are? Well, how about we go have a celebratory rug munch? I'll get the horseradish.
There, Karen. I'll promise to be a great husband to you.
Thanks for the shirt, Marvin. It's kind of small, though.
Yeah, I have 30 of the same shirt, so I only have to do laundry once a month.
Oh, that's smart. I like the tie. It makes it look like you have a job.
Don't say job!
Why not? Job. Job. What is wrong with you? Are you autistic?
No, just me and my wife got in a fight over me not having a job, and I think me and her are going to get a divorce.
Oh, lucky. I had to fake my death to get away from my wife.
But why'd you fake your death again?
Well, yeah, my whole family came over for Christmas Eve, and I hate them. And then my daughter wanted me to buy her a car for Christmas, and I just don't want to deal with any of that, so I just faked my death and left.
How'd you fake your death?
Well, I just pretended I burned to death in the oven. They're dumb. They'll buy it.
So how long are you going to be dead for? You have to go home eventually.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back to life after about a month or so. I just want to see if Karen moves on.
Well, where are you going to stay for the month?
I was hoping to stay here.
What, stay here for a month?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can stay here, right?
Well, I don't know if we have enough room in the house.
It's a pretty big house.
Yeah,
how many people live here?
Well, we don't have enough bedrooms.
Okay, well, I don't need a bedroom. I can just stay in this corner. This will just be my corner for a month.
Yeah, but now the couch feels crowded.
You are way the fuck over there, and there's more couch left.
Yeah, but man, the couch just... Man, what if more people want to sit on the couch?
Well, then I'll just go move to one of the other three couches you have downstairs.
Well, what if we were having like a big Christmas sleepover and everyone sleep on the couch?
You got plenty of floor. I can sleep on the floor.
Ooh.
There's a bunk bed in that other room.
But what if we're walking and you get in the way, we stumble over?
Marvin, if you don't want me to stay here, you could just say that you don't want me to stay here and you're not my friend. You didn't get me anything for Christmas and you hate me. You say that.
Okay, you can stay here for a
month. Yay! Marvin, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to spend Christmas together. I want hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Okay, I'll make it. Wait, why am I making it?
Oh, you're right. Let's make it together.
Oh, man, guys, I can't believe we're having a Christmas sleepover.
Joseph, what's going on with your leg? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, chilling. Got it propped up and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for coming for my Christmas sleepover.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to go, so I'm just chilling here, dude.
Yeah, I don't even celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, in the morning, Santa's going to deliver our presents. Wait, does Santa know to bring your presents to my house?
I mean, I write him letters all the time. And my manifesto, so he knows to come here.
Well, I don't even believe in Santa because of the Hanukkah thing.
Oh, well, who delivers your presents?
What?
Hitler?
What the... Why would Hitler deliver my presents? No.
Because he's dead and he has to make up for what he did. So he has to deliver the presents to the Jews.
I think he has to do a lot more than deliver presents if he wants to make up for that.
That has to be his punishment. Imagine he's in Hanukkah hell and his punishment is to deliver presents to all the Jews. He hated them.
I hope his punishment's a lot worse than delivering gifts.
But that has to be a really bad punishment. Imagine delivering presents to people you hate. That's his punishment, is to deliver presents to all those people to make up for what
he's
did.
He's like y'all's Grinch.
He's not the Grinch. He's the biggest monster in human history.
Yeah, now he's Hanukkah Claus.
The Grinch.
It's not Hanukkah Claus.
Think about it. Imagine you have to deliver presents to the person you hate the most in your afterlife. Like, oh, he's so mad.
Yeah, I guess.
And how many days do you get presents?
Eight
days?
What a punishment.
He has to deliver eight presents 8 days in a row?
Yeah.
Well, eight presents? That definitely makes up for what he did, right?
It doesn't. It really, really does. But guys, can we just talk about Santa Claus? I don't want to talk about him again.
Okay. I don't even know he's real.
What? Santa Claus is real.
How do we know though?
Okay, well look.
I don't believe in him.
Look, my Christmas tree is right there. So if we fall asleep on the couch, we will hear when Santa comes down the chimney, and then we can get his autograph.
Okay then.
Or we can get a present, ideally.
What if we get Santa to sign a present?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, but wait a minute. What if he signs the wrapping paper? We have to rip the wrapping paper to open the present, and then we ruin the autograph. So if he signs the present and he rips the autograph, what do you do? Do you open the gift or do you keep the autograph? Do you open the gift or keep the autograph?
Calm down.
What?
Get a hold of yourself. What's
sorry, I hope that doesn't happen.
Do you even want to meet Santa? It's kind of stressing you out.
If we meet Santa and he gets an autograph, let's get him to sign a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then maybe a gift.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to sleep, guys, so when Santa gets here, we can wake up.
Okay. Hey. I like that us sleeping is just shoving our heads in the couch.
Shut up, I'm trying to sleep. Damn.
Oh man, Marvin, this hot chocolate tastes kind of bad because we had water instead of milk.
Wait, where did the stove go?
Oh, I took it. Sorry about that.
What, you took it?
Yeah, I traded it for a train set, so it's mine now.
A train set?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was a whole thing.
Is that the train set?
Oh yeah, there it is.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go to bed.
Okay, good night. I'm gonna just kind of walk around your house looking at stuff. I mean, if I'm gonna be here a month, I might as well get used to the place, right?
Okay, present for mommy, present for daddy. That should make them love each other.
Oh, Santa Claus is here to take back the presents! Usually, Santa Claus goes down the chimney, but I prefer the front door. Only two presents? I guess that'll have to do.
Huh? What? Santa Claus?
He is real.
What, he's from Israel? Wait, Cody, this is Hanukkah Claus.
What?
Yeah, look, he's green like money. It makes sense. Yeah.
Junior, you're being pretty anti-Semitic right now.
Wait, are you really Hitler?
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Wait, you said he wasn't punished enough for what he did to all 6 million of those people. You know what? You didn't get to beat up Hitler.
Yeah. Christmas.
Your Jew candle and hit him with it.
Yeah, use your magical candle.
Yeah, hit him
with your magical candle.
Fuck you, Hitler.
Kids, what's going on?
Oh, well, Hanukkah Claus. Can you fix my bib?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hanukkah Claus.
A.K.A.
Whoa. Yeah, he came back to try to give us gifts, but we don't think him giving eight presents is the punishment for all the things he did, so we wanted to kill him.
Okay, well, that's the Grinch.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you can still do the right thing by beating up the Grinch.
Well, what are we supposed to do with the Grinch's dead body?
I'll take care of him from here.
What? Santa Claus?
Israel.
He's not from Israel, Joseph. He's from the North Pole.
What? My bad, dude.
Move out of the way, guys, and let me get at him before his body gets cold.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Santa's about to do. You kids might want to clear out of here.
Okay.
I'm tired of dealing with you, Grinch. Once and for all, you ain't gonna piss right for a week. Jesus, Kringle.
What the heck is going on?
I heard shouting.
What? Santa Claus?
Hey, guys. Sorry for the ruckus, but you may want to get out of here because this isn't gonna be pretty.
Yeah, I don't know what's about to happen, but it's gonna be pretty messed up.
Wait. There's two presents. Who are these presents? What? Two Marvin from Rose?
Two Rose from Marvin?
What? You got me a Christmas gift?
I thought you didn't give me anything.
I thought you didn't give me anything. Well, I'm gonna open it and see what it is. What? You got me a hat?
You got me a crown? Is it because I'm your princess?
Did you give me this hat to borderline get us sued?
Marvin, it covers your bald spot.
And that covers your roots.
Oh, Marvin, I love you.
I love you.
Well, looks like it's gonna be a foursome.
Make it a fivesome.
Mommy, Daddy, did you get your presents from each other?
Oh, fuck.
Yucky.
Oh, blah. What room is this?
I think these are our beds.
We get beds. I love this place.
You sound like Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
Marvin, I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be here either. Dying over money's not worth it.
What are you talking about? I need money.
Yeah, I need that $400 billion. Look, I slave in the kitchen every day. You don't know how that feels, Marvin.
I need money for blow.
Yeah, I also have a lot of debt.
Who do we speak to get out of here?
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Well, if you made it to the last round, you'll know.
Oh, okay. So do we get our $400 billion now or what?
I will now announce the winnings of the first games. Look up. Made you look.
Ah, you got us.
All right, now for real though, look over there.
I don't see anything.
Got your bitch ass again.
Okay.
Now for real though, it's on your shirt.
What's my shirt?
Boop. Oh, he got it. How'd you fall for that?
These guys aren't so bad.
Seriously though, piggy bank is fuck. Look up. The total winnings from the first game are, I can't see this fucking thing. What is it?
Oh, it says 7.6 billion.
7.6 billion.
Well, ooh, I want to take that in cash and go home, please.
That's fine with me. That's a good day's pay right there.
I could buy a lot of blow with that.
Yep, we'd all like to leave and take the money.
If you leave now, the total winnings will be divided to the eliminated players' families.
Fuck that.
Hell no, I need that money right now.
No dead people need some money.
Well, I would actually like to take that because my husband died and I could at least get half that.
All right, guys, listen. We're not going to stay here and get killed over money. I think we should all leave.
Would you like to take a vote?
Yes, I think we should take a vote. Whoever wants to leave and live, say yippee.
Yippee.
Wait, you too?
Yeah, I want to go home and Tom's fucking this thing.
Oh, well, anybody who doesn't want to leave, say not yippee.
Not yippee. Fuck!
Oh, god damn it. Well, what if I refuse to play?
Then you will be eliminated.
But you won't kill me. I just get to leave?
I think he's saying he's going to shoot you, Marvin.
Okay, fine. I'll play these stupid dumb games.
Dinner will be served shortly.
Dinner and a bed? I never want to leave.
I can't believe you guys voted to stay. We're all going to die.
Dinner time!
Eggman.
Jim Carrey?
Wait, eggs? That's what we get for dinner?
Yes, hard-boiled.
So you have a budget of $400 billion and the best you can do is an egg?
Look, man, I just do what I'm told.
Shit, give me one of those hoes. I'm starving.
Yeah, I want an egg.
No. Hold on, guys. I can't survive the whole night on just an egg. How about I eat as many as I can until I'm full and you guys can have the rest?
Over my dead fucking body. You just heard me say I was starving.
Brookie, you're being selfish. Give me an egg.
Yeah, give us an egg.
Oh, yeah? What are you guys gonna do? Stick your hands up my ass? I dare you, pussy!
We want an egg!
Please, stop fighting! You're scaring me!
Who the fuck is this?
I am a pariah number one. I've been here the whole time.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
So you were here during red light, green light?
Yes.
How many players were shot the first round?
I don't know. I'm old man. I can't remember.
Okay, can we just agree we've never seen this guy before?
Yeah, we've never seen you before. We don't know who you are.
Shut up!
Look, when is the next game? We want to play.
Tomorrow. I mean, I don't know, silly old man. The next game's for tomorrow.
What? Well, we don't want to wait till tomorrow to sit here. We want to hurry up and just get out of here. So can we play the next game now?
You guys would like to play the next game now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's done.
But what about the eggs?
I'll take those.
No, we'll eat them later. Let's go play the games now.
But I worked so hard on them.
I don't care. Let's go play the next game.
You worked really hard on them. I think I should get to eat.
No, we want to play the next game now. Take us.
Okay, follow me. Everybody form a single file line.
What is this, kindergarten, Marvin? Just like kindergarten, except you die.
Stop it!
So what do you think this game is, Marvin? I see cookies. I bet you have to eat the cookies as fast as you can, and you can't leave any crumbs, so you gotta pick them out of your teeth with a toothpick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then what are the shapes about?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, does anybody know what this game's about?
I chose triangle because it looks like the tip of my pee-pee.
What you're supposed to do is cut the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape. If you break the shape, you get a remedy.
I've played these games before. You definitely don't want triangle. It's super hard. So everyone should totally pick leaf.
Oh, pick the leaf, Marvin.
But there's not that many leaves.
Well, that means we're definitely going to win.
Okay.
Once you pick your cookie, go find a place to sit down by yourself.
Wow, this really is like kindergarten. Well, luckily, I like to eat my cookies in peace.
Okay, I'm going to pick
Oh, I don't trust Jeffy. I'm going to pick Triangle.
Four!
Oh, he must be upset that he knows his dad's going to die. Well, I'm definitely picking Leaf now. Okay, time me. Nom, 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 nom.
What the fuck are you doing?
I thought I was supposed to eat the cookie as fast as I could.
You idiot!
Okay, well, you can't shoot me because you didn't tell me the rules.
Fine. Here, take this one.
Okay, fine.
And don't eat it!
I won't eat it, geez.
All right, next.
One Triangle, Blaine.
So, Marvin, what do you think you do with a cookie and a toothpick other than eat it? Do you think they're going to let the cookie monster into the room? We have to protect the cookie with the toothpick?
Wrong.
But, Jeffy, why'd you pick a triangle? You said to pick Leaf.
Well, I just have a big heart and I was trying to help.
I will now explain the rules of the game. The game is called Cookie Time.
Cookie Time.
Yes. In front of you, you have a cookie in a shape that you chose. You're going to take the toothpick and break out the shape without breaking the shape.
Wait, so I'm supposed to break the shape, but I'm not supposed to break the shape?
Yes, you're supposed to break the shape, but not the cookie.
But the whole thing's a fucking cookie.
Yeah.
What's the cookie made out of?
Does it fucking matter?
Yeah, I'm gluten-free.
Well, I didn't make the cookie. Circle Man made the cookies. I'm Square Man.
Well, my cookies are down a circle. Do I even have to do this shit?
Yes, you have to break the circle out of the circle.
That's so fucking confusing.
I know.
I want my egg.
Fuck your egg. I didn't bring the egg. You'll get an egg after you win.
Okay, can Circle Man explain the rules? I think he'd do a better job.
Circle Man's making more cookies for the next group.
Next group? How much money do you guys have?
I'm starting the fucking timer.
I don't get it. So we're supposed to chisel the shape out of the cookie?
I don't know, man. He sucks at explaining instructions. They should have just gotten Circle Man or a PowerPoint presentation or something. Like, I don't know what their hiring process is, but basic vocabulary should be the minimum.
But, Jeff, you're not supposed to eat it.
I'm not eating it, Danny. I'm licking it like a girl's dirty pooper.
Well, if you die, you die.
Marvin, this is fun. It's like tracing.
Excuse me. I broke mine. Can I get another one?
Holy fuck! Okay, I think I understand the rules now. You have to break the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape.
Well, why didn't you just explain it? That's so awesome.
Yeah, see how easy that was? You know what? I want to apply for the position of Square Man. Hey, Square Man, how much do you make?
Minimum wage.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'd rather just do those.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Stupid ass circle. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is too hard.
Yeah, you're shit out of luck, dude. See, I have a circle, and I am a chef. I know this is just sugar, so if I press really hard on the middle, the shape should fall out easily. Fuck. Yeah, see, my circle is simple. You want to trade? I already know how to do this.
Sure.
Man, let me have this. Oh, he broke his shit. He broke his shape.
Son of a...
Oh my god, I can't do this. I gotta win this money.
Hey, what do you want, boss?
I want you to do my cookie for me.
But you
want to
play the game so bad, you do it.
Yeah, but this game is boring. Do it for me.
Oh, fine, give me a second.
All right, so no one sees.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Why? You idiot.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. You won anyways.
Oh, yeah. I won, everybody! I won first! So I'm going to go eat my boiled egg.
Did it. I ate all the cookie around the star. Twinkle, twinkle.
Stinky homeless man passed.
Yay, egg time.
Oh, I did it! I really fucking did it! Oh.
Let me see. Oh, shit, you did it!
Yep, no mistakes. Baby, did that shit, yeah. Give me a harder shape next time. That's a pussy-ass shape.
Wait, didn't you choose circle?
No! Why would I choose circle, that pussy-ass, weak-ass, fuck-ass shape? Come on, now.
Hey, box face, I did it! You gonna congratulate me or something? Congratulations. You wanna know how I did it?
How?
I stuck it up my hoo-ha, and the yeast infection dissolved the cookie around the shape. It's not the first time I've baked cookies with a yeast infection.
Okay.
I'm done! Come wipe me!
What?
I'm done.
What? Which one's a triangle?
Right there, tard.
Okay, passed.
I'm done too.
Passed.
Can I help you? Go away, I'm not ready.
I'm done.
Passed. Let me see your progress. You're the last one.
Okay, well, I'm doing a really good job, but if you look at it, I'm going to get nervous and fuck it up, so go away. Marvin, I fucking broke it.
What? You broke it? How'd you break it?
Well, it's a leaf. I can't chisel that shit out.
What are you going to do?
Well, give me yours. You already passed.
He knows you are a leaf.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you doing?
I'm dying.
Wait, where's it at?
I ate it.
Wait, you ate it?
Yeah, because I finished it, right? All my friends saw it. Right, Marvin?
Right, Marvin? Yeah, I finished. He did it. He tried to get your attention. You just weren't paying attention.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
I'm not lying. He did it. Right, Jeffy?
Yeah,
You're right, Rose?
I didn't see.
Oh, you bitch.
Well, if you guys lie to me, you won't get an egg.
Well, I do really kind of want an egg.
You'll die if you tell him the truth.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're telling the truth.
Okay. Yeah, we all passed.
Passed.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that was close.
Oh, God, I really didn't want that egg.
Congratulations on passing the second game.
Well, that wasn't really a game. That was just food. And I think we should get 2 eggs for doing that so good.
I will now announce the earnings after the second game.
There's no point in announcing the earnings. It's not like if we quit, we could take the money. It goes to the dead families.
Yeah, fuck that dead family shit.
Yeah.
And also, where's that old man at?
I'm right here. I'm so scared.
Something weird about him.
Yeah. So can we go ahead and play the third game?
Nope. Sleep tonight, play tomorrow.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep. I've seen like 5 people get shot in the head today.
Yeah, I know how to pull the trigger. It's pretty fucked up.
Well, can we at least get our eggs?
Yeah, I want eggs.
Yeah, I'm starving. I told y'all that earlier.
Eggs!
Egg time! Yay! Squirmer! You have failed me.
How did I fail you, sir?
He did not pass the last game because he ate his cookie.
You lied to me.
Listen, man, I just didn't want to get shot.
I thought we were friends.
No! My eggs!
There will be no more cheating. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, I really can't tell with the mask on.
Does everyone understand that there will be no more cheating?
Yeah, no cheating.
Good.
Okay, so, since Square Man is dead, can we have Circle Man now?
Triangle Man! Get in here.
Now, who is Triangle Man?
I'm here, coach!
Here, son, take this.
Okay, well, I'll do it this.
You shoot them if they don't play the game, if they lose the game, or if they cheat.
Okay.
Now, come on, what's wrong with this one? The last one couldn't even form a sentence.
He was dropped on his head as a kid, so he's kind of like half-deaf, so be nice.
Ah, Jesus.
So I wonder what the next game's going to be.
Find out next time on Squid Game 2-3.
2-team!
What do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Wait, Junior, who is that?
That's Tyler.
Who is Tyler?
He lives in my neighborhood.
Where's Joseph?
He had a baby.
What? He's just a kid. What?
He'll be back soon, so I thought we needed a third friend, so I invited Tyler over.
Okay.
Hey, nerd!
Me?
Nice glasses!
Oh, well, thank you. They're actually...
Not!
I don't like Tyler.
Well, look, you just have to deal with him for one day. So I thought, guys, that we could go outside and play catch with this ball.
Oh, okay. But why is it so deflated? Who played with it? Tom Brady?
Shut up, nerd!
Okay.
Let's go outside and play catch. Come on. All right, guys, you ready to play catch?
Yeah!
Heck yeah, dude!
Wait, Junior, why do you have a wood chipper in your front yard?
In case someone wants to chip wood.
How much wood could a wood chipper chip if a wood chipper could chip wood?
Just shut up and throw the ball, Cody.
Okay, well, who am I throwing it to first?
Look at me! I'm open!
Okay, Tyler.
I got it!
Christ, Junior, he just got killed by a wood chipper!
Why would you throw in a wood chipper?
I didn't mean to, Junior. I'm not Tom Brady. I can't throw good.
Let's check on him. Tyler? Tyler, are you in there?
Junior, he's not in there.
We saw him go in there. Where could he be?
The other side?
Tyler? Tyler, are you in there? All right, Cody, he didn't come out the other side. He might still be alive in there.
No.
Ah! Is that him?
Yeah, what's left of him.
He's dead!
Yeah!
Yeah,
Junior, what are we gonna do? Tyler's dead, we're in so much trouble.
What's all this wee crap? It's your fault.
What, how is this my fault?
You're the one who threw the ball to make him go in the wood chipper.
I didn't make him go in the wood chipper, I threw the ball to Tyler and he was already running toward the wood chipper.
But why would you throw it towards the wood chipper? You know he's gonna fall in it.
Well, I thought he had some common goddamn sense and wasn't just gonna jump in a wood chipper. And why did he even try to catch it that hard? It's not the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl.
Cody, I think you did this on purpose.
What?
Yeah, you remember on the couch before we played catch? You said, I don't like Tyler.
Well, yeah, because Tyler's mean. That doesn't mean I wanted to kill him.
So that's your motive. You didn't like him. So I think you planned this whole thing. I think you wanted to play catch so you could throw a ball in the wood chipper and he would die.
It was your idea to play catch. And why do you even have a wood chipper when you don't have trees? And why was it even on? That's suspicious.
You're right. I'm just as suspicious as you are.
Yeah, Junior, you're just as guilty as me.
Okay, so what do we gotta do? We gotta think of a plan.
I don't know, Junior. Maybe we should call the cops.
No, we cannot call the cops. If we call the cops, we're both gonna get arrested because this whole story does not make any sense. They're gonna think we did it on purpose. Okay, so I think what we should do is we should just sit here and do nothing.
Junior, we can't just do nothing. You have a pile of blood out there in your street.
Okay, well, then they could think that a squirrel crawled in the wood chipper or a raccoon.
Okay, but what happens when Tyler's parents realize he didn't show up for dinner?
Okay, well, no one knows he was supposed to be over here. He was just running around outside. I decided to tell him to come over. So his parents didn't even know he was over here. So they might just think he got kidnapped or he ran away from home. Look, Cody, let's just breathe, calm down, and go eat something.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we can get Chef Phoebe to cook us something.
Well, Chef Phoebe had a baby.
But him too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jesus, I guess we can get your dad to, like, drive us to an arcade and play some games, eat some pizza.
My dad had a baby, too.
What? Okay, how are all these people having babies?
Well, the guy who plays those characters had a baby. Look, he'll be back in a little bit. Let me go downstairs and grab a Lunchable.
Oh, okay.
Aw, what's this wood chipper doing here unattended? Well, as long as nobody jumped in it, I guess it's fine. I'll just be on my way. What? Oh. Well, that's not what I wanted to see today, okay?
Junior, what the hell is that for?
I got you a Lunchable.
What? Junior, that's not a Lunchable. Ow, stop throwing it. It's not a Lunchable. It's a Hillshire Snacking. What the hell is that? Where's the Capri Sun? Where's the Go-Gurt?
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing, Junior. This has Genoa salami, natural white cheddar cheese, and toasted rounds. Like, where are the little mini Oreos?
It's all we had in the fridge, Cody.
Okay, I guess we can split it.
Yeah, split it.
Oh, no, Junior. What if it's the...
It's not the cops, Cody, because why would it be the cops?
Junior, I don't know. Let me think about that for a second. Maybe the pile of blood, or the missing kid, or the wood chipper?
Cody, no one knows about any of those things. It's not the cops. I guarantee it's not the cops. I'd bet my life it's not the cops. I would swear on my soul it's not the cops. I would bet my Lunchable it's not the cops. It's not the cops. If it's the cops, I'm going to scream.
Okay.
Hello? Ah!
Is that your wood chipper out there?
Wood chipper? What wood chipper? I've never seen a day in my life.
Okay, so you wouldn't know anything about that pile of gore out there behind it?
No, I don't know anything about a kid playing catch and jumping the wood chipper and die.
I didn't say any of that.
Well, I think that's what could have happened if someone left a wood chipper in the road.
You know what? I'm gonna come in.
Well, why?
Well, Junior, I heard you scream, so I'm assuming it's the cat!
Yes, the cops.
Well, you kids must have done something pretty bad, because you scream every time you see me.
We just really want ice cream.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
So what are you doing here, officer?
Well, there's a wood chipper outside with a pile of blood behind it. Just wanted to know if you guys knew anything about that.
Well, see, we were...
It was a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yeah, so me and Cody were playing catch with a squirrel with an acorn. And Cody threw the acorn into the wood chipper so the squirrel would die.
What? No, it's not so the squirrel would die. I was trying to throw the acorn to the squirrel.
Okay, so listen, basically, thing is, if that happened, would Cody be in trouble for throwing the acorn in the wood chipper?
Well, I mean, squirrels are pretty dumb, so if you threw the acorn in the wood chipper, you should have probably known the squirrel would go in after it.
Okay, so what if it wasn't a squirrel and it was a little boy named Tyler?
Well, then you guys would definitely be at fault because you shouldn't have been playing around a wood chipper in the first place.
Well, good thing it was a squirrel and not a little boy named Tyler that we were hanging out with.
Yeah, that is a good thing. That would have been really bad. All right, so this all checks out, so I guess I can just leave. I just have to hear it from you!
With me?
Yeah, I just have to hear that it was a squirrel and that's all that happened without you sounding nervous or suspicious at all. That's all I need to do.
Okay.
It was a squirrel.
Yep. Big squirrel. Yep. Okay, that checks out. Sorry for bothering you, kids. See you later.
Junior, that was close.
Oh, no, I can't believe we got away with it.
Got away with what? You guys didn't even wait for me to leave the room before you started talking. I didn't even make it to the door. So what'd you guys get away with?
Got away with taking the last Lunchable out of the fridge.
That's not a Lunchable. That's a Hillshire Snacking.
I know, but we got away with taking it because it's the last one and my whole family wants them, so we got away with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to leave for real this time.
Oh, that was so close.
Quiet, Junior. Look. He didn't leave. He's just being fucking weird.
What is he doing?
I think maybe he thinks that if he can't see us, we can't see him. Let's go to a different room. Okay, Junior. I think we have some privacy in here.
I can't believe we're actually going to get away with it.
Yeah, I think we will. But we probably should have cleaned up that blood outside.
Yeah, the blood's what made the cops come.
Yeah, so what do you want to do now?
You want to play Gobble Monster?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course I do. I thought you'd never ask. Let me just unzip this bad boy real quick. Oh, you want to play the game Gobble Monster. I thought you wanted to be the Gobble Monster.
What?
Never mind, let's just play.
Thanks for choosing the police station. How may I take your order?
My son is missing.
Well, how long's he been missing for?
A few hours.
There's not really much we can do until he's missing for 72 hours, so come back in 3 days.
But it's dark outside. I'm afraid something bad has happened.
Well, there's not much I can do. I'm gonna have to call for backup. I might get in here.
What's up, Simmons?
Sheila's ruse on the fritz.
What?
Ask her.
Ma'am, what's he talking about?
My son's been missing for a few hours.
Oh, well, are you sure he's not just in his room?
No, he went outside and he hasn't been back since.
Well, did you take his video game systems away recently? Kids can be dramatic like that.
No, not this week.
Well, do you have a picture of your son?
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely have not seen that kid. What'd you say his name was?
Tyler.
Tyler. Now, I've definitely heard of Tyler today. Where did I hear about Tyler? Oh, Tyler the Creator. That's right, I was listening to Odd Future in my car. Can you describe the neighborhood where your son went missing?
Yes, there were a bunch of houses.
Houses, yeah. Yeah, there are usually houses in a neighborhood. That's not too suspicious. Were there lawns in this neighborhood?
Yes, and cars parked out front.
Cars. Now, were there any cars you didn't recognize?
Yes, there was a wood chipper that appeared out of nowhere today.
A wood chipper. Now, I know I've seen a wood chipper today. What was that about? Tyler, wood chipper. There's definitely a connection there. Wait a minute. Ma'am, was your son a squirrel?
No.
Well, then it couldn't have been your son. See, these two kids killed a squirrel with a wood chipper, but they specifically said it wasn't a boy named Tyler, so it could not have been your son. Wait a minute. Something's not adding up here. Ma'am, last time you saw your son, was his body full of blood?
I think so.
Come with me. Ma'am, is this your son?
No. My son had hair and skin.
I see. And your son was alive when he left the house?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, ma'am, this might be your son.
What?
Yeah, I think your son might have gone through this wood chipper. I'm not 100% sure. I need to confirm this.
Junior, that board game sucked. It would have felt much better if you were the gobble monster.
Cody?
What?
Look.
Oh, goddammit.
You haven't left yet?
No, I left. I just came back because I had questions about the squirrel thing.
What do you want to know about the stupid dead squirrel?
Well, this mom came and reported a son missing, and her son's name was Tyler, which was the name of the boy you didn't play ball with.
Yeah, we did not play ball with a boy named Tyler with a red striped shirt.
That's interesting, because the missing boy has a red striped shirt. Well, the mom is out there looking at the blood right now, and when I told her it might be her son, she did not like that at all.
Well, lie to her. Say it's a squirrel.
Well, that wouldn't be a lie, right?
No, that's the truth. It's the truth. It's a squirrel.
Oh, that's good. That is really good, because if it was his son, then you guys would be really bad people, and you should feel really bad about that.
Well, it's not her son, unless her son's a squirrel.
Oh, okay, good. That's great. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. There is just one more thing. I ran the DNA on the blood out there, and it turns out it is Tyler's DNA, so what do you have to say about that?
Okay, I admit it. We did it. We killed Tyler.
No, we didn't kill Tyler. Cody killed Tyler. Cody's the one that threw the ball into the wood chipper and made Tyler get inside it.
I didn't make Tyler get inside it. He fell inside it trying to catch the ball in Junior's wood chipper that he owns for some reason.
But Cody told me he does not like Tyler, so I think it's premeditated. He wanted Tyler to die, so he threw a ball in the wood chipper.
But no, it was an accident.
Well, joke's on you, kids. I didn't actually run the DNA, so you admitted to the crime for no reason. Ha ha, na 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 boo boo.
Aw, are we getting arrested?
Oh, yeah, you're getting arrested.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I gotta read you guys your rights. Wait, how does this work? Do I read them at the same time or individually? How about this? Y'all have the right to remain silent. If y'all cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to y'all.
Well, why am I getting arrested? He's the one that killed him.
Because you lied about the murder, idiot.
Hey, guys! Tyler! We thought you died!
I faked my own death because my mom's a bitch!
Wait, why'd you fake your own death?
I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese and my mom wouldn't take me.
How did you fake your own death? We saw you go inside the wood chipper and we saw the blood on the ground.
I pushed a teddy bear with red food coloring into the machine, then I went to Chuck E. Cheese, but I didn't have any money, so I came back.
Huh. Well, I guess you kids are free to go. But Tyler, you're under arrest for faking your own death, causing a public nuisance, and making me look silly.
Shit!
And having a potty mouth. Come on, mister.
Well, Junior, I feel really good that I didn't kill someone.
So you admit that if he would have actually died, you would have killed him?
No, I still don't know why you have a wood chipper.
Yeah, me either. I miss Joseph.
Yeah.
What is that?
59482.
What's 59482?
It's a movie. I want you to take me. Look.
Oh, Marvin, we haven't gone to the movies in forever.
Okay, we can't go to the movies because Jerry doesn't know how to act civilized in public. See, look.
Come on, Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. I guess we can go to the movies.
Yay!
Yeah! Jeffy, do not say cuss words like that.
Movie time, movie time, movie time, movie time.
Shut up, Jeffy.
Hey there, welcome to AMC Theaters. We make movies better.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that. Can we get 3 tickets to the Freddy movie?
Marvin, I want to see Zootopia 2!
Oh, I want to see that movie too. And also this Wicked 2, and Now You See Me, Now You Don't, the second one.
That's actually the third one.
What?
Yeah, the second one was called Now You See Me 2. The third one is Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
That doesn't make any sense. The first one should have been Now You See Me. The second one should have been Now You Don't.
No, I agree. It doesn't make any sense. They got it all out of order.
Oh, so it looks like there's a bunch of 2s and a 3?
Yep, it's all 2s and a 3.
Sounds like what I banged in college.
Marvin!
What? I was making a joke. Like,
it's a weird thing to brag about.
Saying they were ugly.
Marvin!
Exactly.
I just wouldn't have brought it up if I were you.
Can I just get 3 tickets to the Freddy movie?
Okay, yeah, they'll be $40.
$40?
$40.
That's ridiculous! That's insane! To watch a movie for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a big screen, though.
A big screen? We should just wait for it to come on Netflix. Okay, we can't get any snacks. So...
No, but I want popcorn. I'm a hungry cow.
I'm thirsty.
How much is a small popcorn?
No, a small is $20.
$20? That's more expensive than the movie ticket.
Yeah, well, we made most of our money through popcorn.
Okay, well, how much is a medium?
$30.
How much is a large?
$45.
$45 is more expensive than all 3 of our movie tickets combined.
Well, we actually do sell an annual popcorn bucket. You just buy that once, and then you get free refills for a year.
Oh, that might actually be worth it. How much is that?
$300,000.
That's more than a f***ing house.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but yeah, you only buy it the one time, and it's free refills.
I don't want free refills. The popcorn is just air. It's just air. It shouldn't even be that expensive. Yeah,
well, we gotta make money. I mean, that's the only way we can make
money. Gotta make money from the $40 movie ticket.
Well, yeah.
Okay, can we just get a small popcorn and a small drink? We're sharing.
Okay, fine. The small stuff is under this really cool-ass Freddy Fazbear popcorn.
Holy f***ing reindeer s*** balls! Did you say this?
You're not getting it.
No, I want this, Daddy! I need it!
You guys like this? It's pretty cool. You eat out of his hat.
See that? No!
Yeah.
Dad, you see this?
His eyes
you
light
see
up.
This?
The eyes light
you
up?
See his eyes?
Daddy! Daddy, I need this right now!
How much is this?
Oh, this is $50.
Oh, no, not getting it. It's $50.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's good. $60.
What? We'll take two.
No, we're not going to take two. $60 for a f***ing head that you eat popcorn out of?
I mean, but I want it!
If you like that, you probably like this cup.
Wait. Daddy, see this? Look, see that sh-?
I see it.
Do you see this sh-?
How much is that?
Oh, this is $30.
Yes!
No, how much would that be for both of these? $90?
Yeah.
$90 just for a drink and popcorn?
Yeah, but I do want to let you know that that doesn't include the price of the popcorn and the drink. You have to pay for that separate to fill them up.
Ah! No! I'm going to pay $90 just to carry them and to pay for the popcorn separately?
Well, sorry, I mean, you don't have to buy it.
How much would that be for all of this? Full of drinks, full of popcorn, and the tickets.
You know what? Let's call it
$200. $200 to go to the movies? How's a normal family gonna afford this?
I don't know. I mean, you can wait till it's on Netflix.
We're not gonna wait. We are gonna wait. We're going home. We're not.
No! Daddy, if you don't buy this Freddy Fazbear bucket for me, I'm gonna scream and I'm not gonna stop until you buy it!
Yeah, you're not gonna do that.
Cause
you can't do that during the movie.
Jeffy, I don't wanna hear it. You're 21 years old. You screamed at the top of your lungs for a popcorn bucket.
I wanted it.
Marvin, calm down. We already spent the money on it.
Well, I wish I didn't.
Well, look how cute this little cup is.
Yeah, for $30, you can go to 7-Eleven and get a big f***ing chug, biggie chug for 79 cents.
But those cups don't have eyes that move.
Oh, yeah, I want a cup that has the same eyes as Jeffy.
Hey, are you calling me tarted?
You'd be right.
Just shut up and eat your stupid popcorn. The movie started. Stop it.
I want some.
Well, then you just put it in, take your hand and put it in your mouth. Oh, you.
Marvin, stop it. Behave yourself.
No, he's, look what he's doing in public at 21 years old. You know not to do that. You know not to. Can I hit him?
No.
Can I strike him?
No.
I want to pull his head off his shoulders.
Marvin, you're embarrassed.
You think this is funny? This is not. This is not funny.
Jeffy,
I hate my life. Watch the f***ing movie.
Oh, I love Final Fantasy! Final Fantasy 2! Final Fantasy 1! I love Final Fantasy!
Son, it's time to come to bed. Dinner's ready.
Oh, but Dad, I was gonna play Final Fantasy 1 and 2 at the same time!
But son, I think your Popeyes likes Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Is this movie like a big Popeyes ad?
Popeyes got Final Fantasy books?
Oh, yeah. And they got you a cupcake, too.
She's a cupcake! She's gonna be mad!
She sure is, bud, so you better not let her get ya.
She's not gonna get me! I'm gonna eat that one!
All right, well, eat your dinner. Good night.
Good night. Oh, the lights are off. Just like in Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh, I mean the cupcake. Just like in Five Nights at Freddy's. I mean the chicken. Just like in Five Nights at Freddy's. Dad? Is that you, Dad? Very funny, Dad. You want to dress up like Chica so you can steal my cupcake? Not happening. You're not getting my Chica cupcake.
Wait, do you think we can return the popcorn bucket, the drink?
Marvin.
Let's try.
Marvin!
All right, ma'am, just sign right there and this baby can be yours.
I don't know. That seems like an awful lot. $3,000 a month for 30 years?
But it's free refills.
Only for a year, though.
Look, lady, do you want the corn or not? I get buckets to sell.
I want popcorn!
Okay, I guess.
Thank you very much. Just take your popcorn. Sucker. Oh, hey, you're back! What, do you want some refills?
Yes, please.
No, we do not want refills. Listen, my son walked out of the movie because he was scared, so he could get a refund.
Well, no, we don't do refunds.
But we didn't watch the movie, so you can give us a refund.
But your son watched the movie, right?
We didn't watch the movie. We only watched the first minute where the kid was eating Popeyes.
Oh, so you did watch the movie because you know there's Popeyes in it.
No, the Popeyes ad. It basically had nothing to do with the movie. We didn't see it. We want a refund.
You still saw some of the movie, so I can't give you a
refund. We didn't see the beginning, middle, or end. We have no idea what happens in the movie. Can we get a refund, please?
Well, you know about the Popeyes, so no refund.
Okay, fine. You can't refund the movie. Can you at least refund the popcorn bucket and the drink and give me my $90 back?
Oh, no, we don't do refunds on that either.
Wait, but we barely use them. You can resell it.
Look, I actually couldn't give you a refund if I wanted to. I already put the money in the machine.
But what machine?
Yeah, there's like a big machine back there that eats money. It's like a big face, and I just put the money in its mouth, and it just gobbles it up.
Well, can I get a refill then?
Yeah, it'll be $30.
But $30? Why is it not free refills?
Well, it's actually the liquid in the cup that's valuable.
But we paid $30 for the cup, so why can't we get free refills?
Well, I mean, we actually do have an annual cup, and you can get free refills on that.
Ooh, how much is that?
$250,000.
Wow, Marvin, that's a steal! It's cheaper than the popcorn!
I'm not gonna pay $250,000 for a cup!
Well, technically, the interest rate is higher.
Listen, I'm not buying anything from this f***ing place ever again. You're not gonna give me a refund on any of this.
Nope, sorry.
Okay, well then fine. We'll keep it. I'll sell it on eBay or something. I'm gonna take a piss before we leave.
Oh, that's actually gonna cost you too.
But you can't get my credit card. You can't get any money from me. I'm gonna go for free.
Oh, no, you actually kinda have to, cause there's like a cover on the toilet, and you gotta put $10 in there to take the cover off.
Just a piss?
Yeah, just a piss. And it's only open for 2 minutes, so you better pass.
What about the shit?
Oh, well then it's gonna be $25, and it's only open for 5 minutes.
What if I take longer to shit than 5 minutes?
Well then I hope you brought your credit card and you just keep swiping it.
I'm gonna rip the cover off and piss for free.
But we have a bouncer in there, and he will beat you up if you do that.
How much do you pay the bouncer?
About $30,000 a year.
Well, get rid of the bouncer so people can piss for free. You can piss for free at Arby's.
Well, I mean, you'd also have to want to use the bathroom at Arby's, and it's Arby's.
I wouldn't want to use the bathroom. Yeah, I don't want anything from this place ever again. What's this place called? AMC? Mm-hmm. It stands for All My Cash Gone, because just to see a movie.
I think you added a few letters there.
No, do not let him touch that. It's ours.
Okay.
It's ours.
All right.
This is the worst night of my life.
Father, I would like to formally apologize for my behavior at the movie theater. I know it was suboptimal.
But where'd you learn that word?
I read it in a book.
Take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, you don't have any friends.
Jeffy, you screamed for a $90 popcorn bucket, and then a minute into the movie, you left.
Well, that's not what I'm worried about. My real question is, did you guys grab my Five Nights at Freddy's bucket?
No, we returned and got a refund.
Yay! Ah! It's scary! It's scary! I can't see it!
But you're scared of it? I paid $90. You better look at it.
No! It's
for
scary!
You look at it for $90.
Get out of my face! I don't want to see it!
You look at it for $90.
No, not!
No!
Ah! I only want the cupcake!
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Here we go, Jeffy.
Yay! Oh, cupcake. Portable cake and...
Take that.
Wait. It's empty. Y'all should have gotten a refill.
I know, I tried.
Yeah, I don't want to saw off my leg for $30 to be able to get you a f***ing refill on your cupcake.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Go to bed.
Yes, sir.
This is the worst night of my life. $200. We didn't even get to see the movie.
Marvin, can we rent a movie?
Ah! What?
All right, cupcake, time to go to sleep. Sleep at the... Babu, bap, bap, babu.
All right, baby, I think it's time to go to bed. I'm gonna turn off all the lights to save money on our power bill since we spent $200 at the movies.
Oh, I'll help, Marvin.
Chris Brown was onto something.
Okay, all the lights off. Every single light to save money. All right, let me turn off this last light. There we go. Oh, man, I'm so tired. I can't wait to go to bed.
You give me that! No!
Ah! Jeffy, what's going on?
The big bird motherfucker's gonna take my cupcake top!
What?
Ah!
Griffin, what's wrong?
She's trying to take the cup from Jeffy!
Well, just let her take it!
No, I paid $30 for that! She's not gonna take that!
Griffin!
Screw you! You can get the big daddy! You had enough? Huh? Now let's see who this chicken really is.
Nah, it's just me.
All right, Joseph, it's your turn.
Oh, I don't know if you're ready for this, my boy. Draw six, my boy! Ouch, Jenny, that's a lot of cards.
Draw 12, Cody.
Draw 12, Cody!
No, you can't stack draw sixes.
Yes, you can.
Well, no, you can't. The creators of the game literally said you're not allowed to do that.
Wait, are they at the door? Are they here right now?
Yeah, Cody, you're allowed to stack draw sixes. The same card, you can stack them.
No, you can't stack them.
Cody, it is Uno no mercy. It's as brutal, ruthless, unapologetic. Show them no mercy. I'm showing you no mercy.
But you still have to follow the rules, and the rules say you can't stack draw sixes.
You can stack them. Draw 12 cards right now.
No, I'm going to draw six because that's what the rules say I have to do after you draw your six.
Draw 12 cards, you ugly, pimple nose, four eyes, mop-headed looking ass.
Don't let up on him.
Yeah, overall, who are you? You live on a farm.
I'm not drawing 12 cards.
Why are you so mad? Why are your panties so tight?
Well, they're tight because you guys... You know what? I'm not playing this. I'm done. I'm not playing this. I had an Uno and you guys blew it.
Okay, look at this. One, oh, two, three, wait, four,
no,
five,
no,
six,
no,
seven,
no,
eight.
I refuse. There's all your cards. To play. I'm not doing it anymore.
Hey, come on, dude.
What
I'm
a sore loser.
No,
I would have drew 12 cards if someone did that to me.
No, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You find any opportunity you can to cheat.
That's not cheat. You can stack them.
I know.
Can't stack them. Can't stack them.
You can stack them.
Guys, let's just watch TV. Clearly. I don't want to talk about this. Ugh.
Breaking news, MK. A kid has fallen off Tiana's Bayou Adventure, but he was not injured, and the park is saying he will not be in trouble.
Oh, wow. Lucky for him. Glad he's okay.
What? The kid jumped out of the ride and didn't get hurt? It's a 50-foot fall.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad he's okay.
What? He's going to get paid.
Well, no, because he didn't get hurt. What?
Wait a minute. No, if I was that kid, I'd get paid like $100 billion.
But you didn't get hurt, so you can't get paid.
Oh, no, I'm going to go on Disneyland, and I'm going to go on that ride. I'm going to jump off. I'm going to get hurt, and I'm going to get paid.
Jenny, that's crazy.
It's not crazy. That kid, first of all, should be banned because he clearly jumped out.
Well, I mean, he did kind of. It might have been an accident.
No, it was not an accident. I'm going to go jump out, and I'm going to claim it's an accident, and I'm going to get paid. I'm going to sue Disney and make them have to put seatbelts on that ride.
Jenny, that's fraud.
No, it's not a frog.
I said fraud with a D.
I know it's Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and the princess and the frog, but it's not a frog. That's not a frog. It was a human being.
Junior, no, I'm saying what you're doing is fraud. It's a scam. You're just pretending to get...
Okay, I'll be a frog and hop my way to Disneyland and jump off that ride.
What a check.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
That's not what I said. What if you get hurt, though?
All right, here we go. Time to get paid! Time to get paid! Time to get paid!
Breaking news, MK. For the second time in 2 weeks, a kid has fallen off Tiana's Bayou Adventure. But this time, the kid was severely injured.
Wow, Junior, I can't believe you actually jumped off the ride.
Yeah, dude, you're crazy. You should be one of those Jackass movies.
Oh, guys, I'm in so much pain. I broke every bone in my body. Uh-oh, here it comes. Seizure alert.
Who called the ambulance? He's obviously dying. It's fine, dumbass.
Junior, are you actually having a seizure?
No.
Oh, dude, you got my ass.
Why would you think I'm having a seizure if I yelled seizure alert?
Yeah, that's a good point.
People who have seizures don't yell that, Cody.
No, they don't. But how did you not even get hurt? You fell 50 feet.
Well, the first kid didn't get hurt. It's like a water slide. Like, the ride's not really attached to anything.
Okay, and you didn't get hurt at all?
No, like, when you fall into, like, a puddle of water at the bottom, you're fine.
Well, I can't believe you didn't get hurt, though. It's still 50 feet.
I know. I thought there was going to be, like, metal sharp things at the bottom, like, ka-tong, like, cut you up in, like, Final Destination.
You were willing to jump into something like that?
For $100 billion, yes, sir, Cody. I'd suck a wiener for $100 billion.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Nobody would pay you that much. You can't possibly be that good at it. Let me see. Let me tell you what it's worth.
But no, Cody, it was a hypothetical of what I'm willing to do for $100 billion. I'm willing to risk my life for $100 billion. I'm about to sue Disney and get all their money.
I mean, I risk it for $50 billion goddamn.
Oh, a wiener?
Yeah, I'm talking about the ride, dummy.
Oh.
Okay, because that would be...
Yeah, I'm going to sue Disney, guys, and get $100 billion. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, do you even have a lawyer?
I don't need a lawyer, Cody. I'm going to represent myself. All I have to do is stand in front of the judge looking like this and cry a few crocodile tears. Is that a word?
Crocodile tears? That is a thing that people say, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means when you're pretending to be sad.
Crocodiles don't really cry.
I don't
don't know where it comes from, Junior. I'm just telling you what it means.
Well, if I give them some crocodile tears...
They're gonna need more than crocodile tears. They're gonna need proof. They're gonna need proof that you're injured.
Do you not see the cast on my leg and on my head? I have a neck brace.
Okay, but you're wearing those. You're not actually hurt.
They don't know if I'm in pain or not. They can't feel my pain.
They're gonna check.
How are they gonna check? Can you check if a woman finished?
They don't have to prove that in a court of law.
You have to prove that I'm in pain. I have pain and suffering. I have PTSD. There was no seatbelts on the ride.
They're gonna do an x-ray to make sure your bones are broken.
They can hand you an x-ray of my heart.
What? Okay.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but bad words hurt.
Okay, that's
a spin today.
We're not talking about bad words. We're talking about injuries.
I think words don't hurt.
Are you
what is the saying?
You don't understand. You don't know any sayings, do you?
Sticks and stones what?
Break my bones, but words may never hurt me.
Okay, so the words didn't hurt me.
Okay.
Well, there were no words. I fell off a ride.
I'm glad we could rule that out. How about your fucking broken bones from the ride?
Calm down.
You act like you fell out of the ride.
You didn't even get hurt, though. You're going to have to prove that.
I have PTSD, Cody.
No, you don't.
I'm falling.
That's very PTSD.
See?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like try to just spit on me.
Whoa.
I'm on the ride again. Help!
That was just freaky, dude.
Okay, that is going to be pretty convincing in court.
See? I don't need a lawyer. That must be Mickey Mouse with my check. Hello?
I want to be your lawyer. He's old as fuck. He can't even tie his shoes. He has slip-on shoes. I can get you any amount of money you want. You can tell. I want $1 billion. And then I'll do it for 3 months to make me
hey! I don't need a lawyer. I'm representing myself.
Aww.
Damn it.
Who's at the door, Jeannie?
Just a bunch of stupid lawyers begging to take my case. I told them no.
But you told them no?
I don't want a dumb lawyer taking part of my winnings.
Your winnings? It's not a casino.
It is winnings. I pulled off the biggest scam in the world. I jumped off of the Tiana ride.
Jeannie, you're going to need lawyers if you're going to try to sue the biggest corporation in the world.
I don't need a lawyer taking a part of my $100 billion.
Even if they took part of $100 billion, you still get a lot of money.
Okay, but not enough. I want $100 billion. I don't want $999,999,000,000.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I want $100 billion.
That's outrageous, Junior.
I want the full amount. I want the bowl of gravy. Is that a saying?
I don't know that that one's a saying. I think you made that one up.
Okay, well, I'm going to court and I'm going to represent myself. Daddy Big.
That's a bad idea. Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is suing Disneyland after falling 50 feet out of the log on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, a.k.a. Splash Mountain. Junior is asking for $100 billion for his injuries and pain and suffering. Junior, please tell us exactly what happened.
Well, Your Honor, ow! Oh, my arm! Oh, I broke every bone in my body. It hurts. It hurts so bad. I'll try to talk. Oh, ow, oh, ow. So, I never thought in a million years that I could die on a Disney ride. Like, aren't these supposed to be the safest rides for kids? Like, can't, like, little babies ride these rides? No problem. Well, it turns out, they're death traps. I'm at the top of the ride. I'm about to do a 50-foot drop. About to have the time of my life. And then, my life flashed before my eyes. I got thrown violently out of the log. I fell 50 feet. I drowned under the water and broke every bone. I hit every rock on the way down. And then I saw Jesus say, come with me, son. Come to the light. I said, no. No, I have to stay alive for my family, for my future kids, for my dad, for my chef Pee-Pee. And so I climbed out of the water while I'm drowning with all my bones broken. You think that's a memory a kid should have at Disneyland, huh? This stupid little ride that used to be called Splash Mountain. I get thrown out of it. I almost died. I think Disney should have to pay $100 billion for my pain and suffering, because I'll never get that vision out of my mind about how I almost drowned, how I got thrown violently out of the log. I think Disney should pay all that money so that no kid should ever feel what I felt. No one should ever break the many bones I broke.
That is so sad. Mickey Mouse, what do you have to say about this negligence?
That's bullshit, Your Honor! This kid jumped out of the log on purpose to get a check out of me!
He's lying, Your Honor. What kind of sick, crazy lunatic would risk their life for $100 billion?
You greedy little bitch!
Order, order, order! Mickey Mouse, do you have any proof that Junior did this for a quick payday, as you so claim?
Check out the video of him doing it! See, he jumped right out!
Your Honor, there's no seatbelts on the ride. The inertia and G-force from the drop, the gravity threw me from the log.
Aw, you're just saying random science words!
If I could call Isaac Newton to the stand as a witness, I would. God rest his soul.
Order, order, order!
While looking at the video, it's clear that the ride should obviously have seatbelts. Mickey Mouse, why would you not add such an obvious safety feature to a ride with a 50-foot drop?
Ah, the ride has been open for 35 years, and no dumbass kid has ever jumped out of it until last week, and now this stupid idiot this week!
Oh, shit! So that's actually two kids who have fallen out of the ride in a two-week span? This ride should be shut down!
I agree, Your Honor. The ride should be shut down. It was better when it was Splash Mountain. No one's even seen Princess and the Frog. They should have made it Emperor's New Groove. And then when you got to the top, they'd pull the lever, crunk, and then you'd do the 50-foot drop. That'd have been sick.
Shut down the ride over Walt Disney's frozen body! It's a fan favorite!
Well, in order for you to keep the ride open, I order you to install seatbelts, a lap bar, and... Over the shoulder restraint, I'm so mad. So nobody ever falls out ever again. And for you, Junior, I order a full body x-ray to make sure you aren't faking your injuries.
Oh,
Come on, kid.
Ow, it hurts.
Okay, kid, I'm gonna just set up this old x-ray machine. Sorry, it's so old.
Can I speak to you for a second?
Yeah.
I'm faking my injuries.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get $100 billion. I'm trying to get paid. Mm-hmm. So if you tell the judge that I broke every bone in my body and I have internal injuries, I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion? Just to lie? Sure, I can do that.
You better tell the truth, bitch, or I'll break your kneecaps.
Goofy, I don't have any kneecaps.
Well, then your elbows, then! I'll bash your goddamn head in!
Oh, okay. Okay, I sorry, kid. I would lie, but Goofy's threatening me.
Yeah, we're gonna take this picture. Did that just give me cancer?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, Your Honor, we're back. Your Honor.
Oh, sorry, I was playing Candy Crush. What were his injuries?
Well, Your Honor, he doesn't have any broken bones or a concussion or anything, but he does have a boo-boo on his leg, an ouchie, as he calls it.
And was this boo-boo from his 50-foot fall?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Your Honor. It could be an ant bite or a pimple or something. I don't know.
Well, based on the fact that you don't have any life-altering injuries, and you're able to talk and complete sentences, so obviously there's no brain damage, I reward you $10,000 for pain and suffering. Mickey Mouse, you must pay it by check or cash or whatever, really, I don't care.
$10,000? That's bullshit! That's bullshit, Your Honor!
$10,000? I mean, I guess that's better for nothing for me faking it.
Also, Junior, you must split that $10,000 with the other kid who fell out of the ride. Case dismissed.
What? I have to share my $10,000 with some loser? That's bullshit, Your Honor. Bullshit!
Let's go.
How'd your court case go, Junior?
I only got $10,000.
$10,000, dude? That's nowhere near $100 billion.
I think that's pretty good considering you didn't even get hurt.
Didn't get hurt? Bull spit, Cody.
Bull spit.
Yeah, he's obviously pissed.
Yeah, I'm mad.
I could tell. You said bull spit. You must be really mad.
Yeah, I'm mad because I did get hurt. I have really bad injuries, Cody.
Yeah, okay, you're not even wearing your bandages anymore.
Because I'm not going to wear that bandages for only $10,000. If I got $100 billion, I would have worn those bandages for the rest of my life.
Okay, but you didn't even get hurt and you still made a bunch of money, so what's the problem?
Because I didn't make a bunch of money, Cody. I had to buy a flight to California to go to Disneyland. I had to buy a ticket to Disneyland, okay? And then I had to buy food and what's it called? Churros.
You had to buy
yummy.
Churros? That was
yes,
a necessity?
Right. Yummy. So guess what? I have to give half this money to the other kid who fell off the ride, so I'm not even going to break even.
Why do you have to do that?
Because the judge ordered it. I don't even know who the other kid is. He's supposed to be coming over to get the money. I don't know.
Hey, my name is Alan, and I'm here to get my $5,000 because I fell off the top of a Disney ride. Are you the other kid that fell off?
I jumped.
Oh, I jumped off the top because I was scared of what was at the bottom.
Yeah, so you thought jumping out of the safe ride and just landing on your head would be safer?
Yeah. So can I have my $5,000, please?
Well, listen, bud, I kind of need all of it, if that's okay.
Oh, well, I could really use the money, because you see, I'm a foster kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get the Windex.
And you see, the rest of my family, they died in a car accident. Ow! Oh, why are you doing that? Ow!
Oh, my bad, dude.
Spray him off.
It's okay. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Don't spray him.
And my dog was hit by a car last week.
Oh, so sad.
Ow! God, this is sad. What are you doing?
Oh, please stop.
Oh, my bad. Your orphan story is making me spray you.
Ow! Stop, guys!
I had a twin, but... they were separated from me at the foster home.
More wins.
You're making me cry, dude.
Okay, this is messed up. Come on.
Hello?
What are you doing, Junior?
More?
What the fuck are you guys doing?
It's all his special story, damn.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep talking.
Guys, stop bullying the orphan kid.
I haven't been able to eat.
Okay. Can you please just give him his money?
Where'd you get those shoes at?
Salvation Army.
What? You... stolen from the Starvation Army?
No.
An army of starving soldiers? You took their shoes?
You thief!
That's not what it is.
Run them, Buck!
Run them! Get the shoes! Get the shoes! Get the shoes!
No,
no,
give me the pants!
Has a lawyer.
Yeah, well, look, we ran his pocket. I got his shoes.
You gotta walk home then.
Why did you do that?
He stole from a Starvation Army.
No, it's not an army. It's a charity.
Do you not love America?
It's a charity.
A charity army?
No.
So he stole from an army of starvation soldiers that give to kids, and he stole from them?
It's not the Starvation Army. It's the Salvation Army.
They're salivating? They're hungry?
No. No. It's a charity.
What does salvation mean?
It means, like, saving people. You know, like, poor people, like that kid.
Why wouldn't they be called the Saving Poor People Army?
You guys are assholes. You guys just bullied an orphan.
At least we got the money.
Who's at the door? Joseph, grab the Windex.
I got you.
The Windex!
I got it!
Hello?
Hey there, did you run this paw into the orphan kid's pockets and spray Windex in his face?
Yeah. Joseph, the Windex!
I got you, dude!
There it is! Well, we're here to sue you for all of your $10,000!
Why?
Because you bullied my client here!
You just took it.
I did! Too bad you don't have legal representation! Ha ha!
Spray that.
Hey, dude, what about the money, though?
I know. I mean, but it was worth it seeing him get sprayed with Windex.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Let's go put on his outfit.
Check out the new fit, Cody.
Yeah, she was a little tight, but them bitches are all right. They still fit. I asked his ass, hey, what size your shoes is? My size, bitch. I took.
Fuck yeah. Wow. You guys mugged an orphan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sprayed his ass with Windex.
You committed fraud.
Nope, no more frogs.
Okay. And you did all of that just for, what, an outfit?
Oh, look at the outfit. Look at the pants.
My boy fresh as a bitch.
Look. The smiley face matches my hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, your what?
My hat.
His hat.
You mean your hair?
Same shit, different day.
But yeah, it's a hat.
No, that's not the same thing. Hair is different than a hat.
Hat is slang for hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, since when? I've never heard that. Is this new?
Listen, Cody, just check out the fit. Look at the Jeezies.
Ooh. The Jeezies. I don't know what that means either.
The mac and cheesy. Look at my shoes.
Your shoes do match the shirt better, I will say that.
Thank you.
Run a mile in these bitches.
I mean, they look like they're cutting the circulation off your feet.
No, he's already having a stroke. Okay.
He didn't even have to jump off the ride for that.
Yeah.
You should have said seizure alert.
Yeah. Seizure!
That's how you know.
All right, so back to it. Draw 12, Cody.
I'm not drawing 12. It's against the rules.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to wrestle?
Oh, yeah, we can WWE wrestle.
Okay, you guys try to pin me?
Come on, Joseph, let's pin him.
Yeah, get behind me, Joseph.
Bro, hell no, I'm not about to wrestle you guys.
What? What? But we gotta pin him.
I'm not about to pin him down. Dude, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of just chilling with guys all the time. We need chicks. We need girls, dude.
Yeah, Joseph is right. We do need girlfriends.
Well, you guys can get girlfriends after you pin me. Look, I'm already wiggling.
Come on, you want to pin him?
I'm not pinning his ass down. I'm not about to get musty wrestling his ugly tail.
Okay, so listen, we do need girlfriends. I haven't even spoke to a girl since me and Penelope broke up.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're losing your swagger, dude. Let's go and pick up some hoes. We need chicks for every day of the week. My d*** is too dry.
I'm sorry, what?
He said his d*** is dry.
Yeah, you heard me.
See, every time mine gets like that, I pee a little bit.
Smart man. I need that technique.
Excuse me?
Well, every time I feel a little dry down there, I piss my pants a little bit.
What, you're telling me you always have a little bit of piss in your pants?
Yeah. Every man does it.
Yeah, like a little drip.
I don't do that. I never piss my pants.
Only 3 drops. It's not like we're totally pissing.
Yeah, maybe it's like a gay thing, because straight people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be gay that I don't piss my pants.
Well, all straight people, like, pee a little bit in their pants.
I don't think so. I think that's just you guys.
Well, we have to get girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't tell me you piss your pants.
Girls already know we do that.
Yeah, it's like cooties. We know they have it. They know we piss ourselves. It's common knowledge.
I don't think they know that. I don't think that's common. I think that's just you.
Well, no, it's all straight men.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we find hot chicks, Joseph?
Not the diaper section at Target.
What the fuck? What? You said the diaper section at Target?
Well,
we don't want to date babies. That's ew.
Hey, weird ass. Hey, check his laptop. I'm worried about
it. Yeah, I want to call the FBI.
No, I said that because you guys pissed yourselves.
Why would we check the diaper section at Target for women?
Well, I said not the diaper section at Target.
But I don't understand. Like, why didn't you say, oh, go to the thong section? Right. But you're bringing up diaper section?
Well, no, because you guys piss yourselves. That's what it... You guys piss yourselves and you're acting like I'm being weird?
I don't know.
Sound like a baby lover.
I want to see... I want to check your search history a little bit.
I don't piss myself.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a knock from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joseph, not him. Don't answer this question, Cody, weirdo. Where do we find hot chicks?
Bro, I'm telling you, we got to go to the dog park. I saw a group of them with their dog last night.
Oh, my God. We go to the dog park because we are dogs.
Well, dogs do piss themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be a Michael Vick dog. All right, Cody, come on. We're going to pick up chicks.
You guys have fun.
Wait, you're not coming?
We need a third man.
No, I'm gay. Why would I come?
Well, they don't know that you're gay. And also, you're so ugly. You're going to make me and Joseph look like supermodels.
Yeah, 10 times better, dude.
Okay, I guess I can go be a wingman.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait, what's that, Ken? You want to stay here and watch Looney Tunes? Okay, but just remember, real life isn't that loony. Roadrunners don't really do that. They don't go meet meep. Can you imagine?
Cody, come on.
Meet me.
Good boy,
Fetch! Oh, dude, there's the holes. I told you I got them on lock.
There's three of them, one for all of us. Or two for one of us, since Cody's gay.
Oh, dude, I'm getting the 2-for-1 special since I introduced you.
So how do we get the girls' attention?
Oh, dude, just put on your pimp face. Oh, yeah, they're gonna come crawling our way.
Fetch!
Ew!
What's wrong, boy?
This motherfucker has gross-ass teeth. Don't look at his teeth.
I can smell his teeth from here.
Let's get out of here.
Damn it, dude, you always scaring the hole.
Yeah, why'd you ruin it with your stupid ugly ass teeth?
You were so
sorry,
close.
Guys, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to, your teeth are yellow as shit.
You didn't even try, dude.
Looks like you ate macaroni and cheese.
Put your hole in
shout them all over your mouth.
Fuck, put your head in the damn ground or something.
Yeah,
next
you
time.
Scared the bitches away.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Get out of here, Cody. Wow, Cody, wow.
I know, right, dude? We were so close to getting those 3 girls. You ruined it.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help my teeth. It's genetic.
What the hell you mean you can't help it? All you need is a toothbrush and a toothpaste. You never use one?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work.
What the fuck? You scrub with the motherfuckers. Open the damn toothbrush. Have you ever opened the toothbrush in the toothpaste and used them scrubbing their teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, you damn liar. I'm gonna beat your damn ass right now. Hey, don't hold me back. He deserves an ass whooping.
Look at his face. He already feels bad enough.
I should knock them damn teeth out. He shouldn't use them anymore.
Yeah, Cody, why can't you just brush your teeth?
Jenny, you don't even have teeth.
Well, if I did, I'd sure as hell brush them.
And look at my teeth. They're so damn perfect because I take care of them. God damn. You look like you just drank piss and chew on concrete 24-7.
Okay, well, speaking of piss, you guys pissed your pants. How about that?
That's normal!
Yeah, women expect that. They don't expect teeth to be that yellow.
Jesus!
Guys, don't you think I feel bad? Don't you think I look at Ken's perfect smile and get jealous?
Well, I don't know how to say this, Cody, but since your teeth are so ugly, we have to kick you out of the Skeeter Boys.
You can't be a Skeeter Boy anymore.
But, guys...
No, you can't be a part of the Skeeter Boys.
No, come on, you don't mean that.
I mean it, Cody. No more...
Guys, don't kick me out of the Skeeter.
That's right my fucking ear, Cody. Shut up, and your breath smells like shit.
Yeah, septic tank breath ass.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, get to stepping, Cody.
Okay. A commercial?
Oi there, are you tired of having disgusting, rotting, yellow teeth?
Yeah.
Do your friends call you piss drinker and concrete eater?
Yeah, they do.
Do you scare people away in public with your disgusting, jiggity-ass teeth?
Fucking yes, we get the point.
Then come down to Vinnie Veneer's orthodontist office, where your teeth can go from these... to thee. Man, those are some pearly white teeth.
Eureka! That's it, guys. I'll go see Dr. Vinny Veneer and get new teeth.
Heck yeah, dude. Definitely go see him. He's my orthodontist. He's a sick man. If you're really good and you stay still, he'll give you candy afterwards. And then he'll work on your teeth.
Wait, what?
Oh, and he's famous as hell. He was on an episode with Chris Hansen one time.
He got caught by Chris Hansen?
No. Someone hacked his laptop and he was just going to meet the kid in person and tell him not to hang out with those type of people.
Okay.
He was never convicted. Chat loss was crazy as fuck.
Oh, I do need teeth really bad.
Well, let's go see him and see, like, if he'll give you a deal.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we'll go see him, and then I can join the Skeeter Boys again.
Only if you get new teeth.
Okay, come on, let's go to the dentist.
Hey, Vinny, how you been, man?
Oh, well, look who it is. It's Lockjaw.
Oh, dude, that's my old nickname. He still remembers. I'm his favorite customer. My jaw was locked for, like, 3 days straight. I had to drink through a straw and everything. Crazy.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. How you been, Vinny?
Oh, I've been great. It's been a while. How have you been?
Pretty good. My braces have been tight. You think you can take them off for me?
Oh, of course I can. It's just going to cost about $3,000.
$3,000?
You know I don't got that type of money.
Can you give me the discount like last time?
No, that was only a one-time discount. I'm looking for new customers now.
Well, I brought you Cody, ugly ass. His teeth's pretty messed up. Can I get a referral fee?
Oh, I'll talk to you about that afterwards. Okay. Cody, why don't you come sit on a dentist's lap?
Oh, lucky.
Oh, now let me see that pretty mouth open up.
What do you see, Doc?
Oh, I see a pretty mouth.
Oh, well, can you fix my teeth?
Oh, I can do a lot more than fix your teeth.
Here, referral fee coming up, motherfucker!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, shit, it's the Fuzz!
You're going away for a long time, Vinny. We have the whole place wiretapped.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
I'm sorry, Lockjaw. Looks like I won't be able to take the braces off of that pretty mouth.
Aw, my referral fee, though!
Yeah, we're definitely using that.
And I'm sorry, Cody. You have the sexiest mouth I've ever seen.
Yep, using that too.
Oh, I love your mouth so much.
Hey, you're really not doing yourself any favors, you.
Simmons, your mouth is so sexy.
Can you just take him to the car?
Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
Oh, I miss you, sexy mouth, Cody.
You just had a hit on my damn dentist, didn't you?
Yeah, Cody, now you're never going to get good teeth. We're never going to get girlfriends.
Whoa, wait, what's going on here?
Look at Cody's teeth.
Yeah, peel them bitches back.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, smell.
Ugh, why does it smell like plastic? That's toy ass. I don't even know what that means.
Well, listen, we really wanted Cody to get veneers because all girls are afraid to hang out around us because they see his ugly teeth and they go running.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a dentist. I can give him veneers.
But you can?
Yeah, I can probably use this creep's office, too.
Oh, well, speaking of creep, you should probably check Cody's search history.
Yeah, check that laptop. He's weird.
Yeah, because we said, where should we pick up hot chicks? He said the diaper aisle.
No, I said not the diaper aisle.
Well, he said the diaper aisle.
He definitely did.
Well, I mean, I pick up chicks at the diaper aisle. Yeah, I like MILFs. I'm into freshly ripped MILF puh. Okay. Yeah, let's get those veneers on. Come on.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
Oh, don't worry. I think we can work something out. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. It's going to be $10,000.
Well, we don't have $10,000.
I really do need new teeth.
What can we get like a